told it. Where am I?
I'm sorry. Did you say you were going to twerk upstairs?
Work upstairs. Oh. Not twerk upstairs.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Or I'm does sure. it?
Sound input. How is that?
Nope.
How is that?
Nope.
Well, I'm clicking on sound input and it says Plantronics Game 780 microphone.
Did you click apply or?
I don't have to. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. How's that?
Nope.
How's that?
Nope.
Oh, fuck.
Nope.
How's that?
Nope.
Really? Holy shit. Oh my god, this is the good computer too! That's the end. Microphone. No?
Try unplugging and plugging it back in. Excuse me.
Stupid thing. How's that?
Talk again?
Hello.
Well, no. Well.
What? Say yes or no. What's a yes or no?
It sounds like you're. Are you in a different room, maybe?
Yeah, I'm upstairs.
I can't tell if that's. If it's just the echo from the room? Or if it's.
Well, okay, here's the thing. Downstairs, the ceilings are 7 foot, upstairs, it's 9.
I mean, it will make a difference, but I'm not. I can't tell if it's that you're on. I can't tell if it's that you're on a.
Well, I mean, does it sound like Scott echoey?
No, it just sounds like you're in the room.
I am in a room, and the room is like 10 by 10.
Well, we're all in
and
rooms.
Well, I know, but it's a 10 by 10 foot room with a 9 foot ceiling.
JJ, what do you think? Do you think she's on her external microphone or on a headset?
Or am I on a headset?
If I had to guess, I'd say.
Or in a ten by ten room with a 9 foot ceiling.
There's a lot of reverb, although it does sound like we're playing D&D now.
And.
All right, I'll roll
and
the
I'm
damage.
Sorry. I'm sorry. It sounds more like it's a 10 by 10 room with an 11-foot ceiling.
Oh, no, I wish. I would have gotten that painting of Darth Vader and Princess Leia then, because then I can hang it in my walls. However, I'll go downstairs.
You don't have to.
Well, no, but if it sounds weird, like Scott weird, does it sound like Scott weird?
I wouldn't say Scott weird.
That's a high bar you're setting there.
I know, you know. Hey, due to my situation, all bars are high. So, I can go downstairs. This is fine because the ceiling is lower downstairs, so it almost sounds like a little studio. Upstairs, it is echoey. Even I'm talking, I know it's echoey.
Is it hard? You have hardwood floors, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yes,
they are heart pine wood. Floors, which are 100 years old.
You know, I would have actually guessed salty pine hardwood floors, but
no. But you know what? The beams in this house that hold this up, cypress, and they're actual 2x4s, not 1¾ by 3¾, like most wood now.
No, that are metric from Cypress Hill?
What? Not that anyone cares.
Speaking of metric wood.
All right, I'm hanging up. I'll see you downstairs. Just follow me downstairs. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for giggling at the metric wood joke.
I get your jokes.
I know you do.
Get you. So this week on the Driving of Doom, myself and JJ Hawkins will be reviewing needcoffee.com.
We've queued it up to John Boutel. We'll be starting it now.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Oh, so I really hate this beginning. I mean,
it's really pretty lame.
Incessant yammering.
I ate a donut. I don't care.
Yeah. You know, I could have been drunk tonight, but I unfortunately had a – not unfortunately. It was fine. But I had a filling replaced. So I could not feel the left side of my face for 5 hours after the dentist. So I literally could not drink in the pub for most of the time I was there. So I only managed to have one pint.
Wow. Only one?
I know, right?
And you call yourself a 30-year-old?
No, I don't. No. I mean, I technically am, but I don't call myself one.
You don't go around going, "Hi, I'm Aaron, 30 years old."
Yeah, I was like, "Hey, I'm 26. What's up?"
Yeah, this is the only time that I have off, really, for my birthday, because work amps up this time of year because, you know, Christmas. So, yeah, I am sitting down with a six-pack as we speak.
Oh, it's your 30th birthday too, isn't it, JJ?
Sure, whatever.
When's your birthday, JJ?
Friday the 13th.
Oh. Mine's the 20th.
Yep.
So that was interesting.
So the three of us have birthdays within 3 weeks of one another.
Okay.
This is true.
But yet years apart. Have you seen Serv around town yet?
No, is he here now?
Yep. He's out there.
He got here just in time for it to be one of the coldest patches we have had in years.
I know. His wife wrote, you know, 17 years finally brings me back to Portland. Oh my God, it's cold.
My hair has been freezing on the way to work every day.
Now, do you mean your hair is just cold or it's actually frozen?
It's actually frozen because I shower before work, and in the time it takes me to walk to the bus, my hair gets like frozen into like these sort of icy dreadlocks.
And nobody notices in Portland, right?
No.
Yeah.
You've talked about your hair a lot lately because you've talked about your afro halo on Mars Needs. Mm-hmm. And you were talking on Facebook about your icicle hair. And yet, no pictures of either.
Oh, you're right. Oh, sorry.
Pixar didn't happen.
Pixar didn't happen?
What's that? Pixar didn't happen. Yes. Pixar does not exist.
Merry Christmas, kids.
Yes.
No Woody for Christmas, kids.
Well, Mom gets a Woody for Christmas.
Or Buzz.
If she gets one of those two.
Why is it always cock with you?
Anyway. So, here we are.
This is kind of awkward. So, like bumping into people in a writing room for a dentist.
So I've finally read all 13 issues of Hawkeye.
Yay! Isn't it awesome?
It is. Because of the immense amount of hype, I wasn't expecting the kind of storytelling it is.
It's very subtle.
Well, and it's also, he's telling a large story in small chunks. So he's telling it over and over and over and over. I'm liking that.
Yeah. There's just so many kind of good decisions being made. It's kind of, this will be his opus, I feel. This will be his Watchmen. It's just fascinating. He says he's worked out the next 10 issues. And you know, we'll go from there. But, I'm just fascinated to see kind of where this goes now.
Yeah.
How's the sound? Did everyone make it down the stairs okay?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Sounds better.
All right, so this room is, let's see, it's got to be 7 feet by, well, it's kind of trailer-like. So I'd say like 15. And the ceiling is about 7.5.
And halfway between you and the fire stand a group of 5 kobolds, each with pikes.
That's right. So
this old house is made possible by a grant from Montgomery Ward and Company.
So, as you know, I mentioned that the studs.
The yes, you're called.
The wooden studs in this house are made of cypress. So it's a very dense wood. And they're actually, if you measured them, they are actually 2 by 4 inches.
Were they harvested off of a hill by a gang?
Yes, okay. They were.
And they are insane in their membrane.
And you know what? They were harvested also by, and the kobolds actually milled them before damage was taken.
Yeah, Dr. Green Thumb, I believe, is from them.
That's right. That's right. He's so basically, during a hurricane, this house does not move. It's a little house with a little house on the prairie type. It does not move at all.
Do you have lots of kids living in your basement?
I can't disclose that.
Living?
All right, kids, no. Hunks down. If I see this house raise up even an inch, I'll flail you all dead.
Right.
Oh, wee-o.
Don't make me come down there.
Oh, hey, by the way. I have the Kona pipeline. That's the Kona stout, basically. Made in
Ladies.
Hawaii. Yeah, that's right. And to you, I say aloha. No, it's a Kona stout made in Hawaii with Kona coffee. It's tasty and inexpensive and yet tasty. It's amazing.
I have black mead from Black Creek, Black Bear Creek Winery.
Is it actually black mead?
Oh my God, it's so good. It's a red currant and honey mead made in New York State.
Oh my God.
By the Cree? Is that what you said they're made by? Makes it
made by the
I
cream.
I have a dark Coca-Cola. It was made in Denmark, apparently.
Wow.
And there's a little bit of sugar in there, and it's nice. Yeah.
Now, Aaron, I am concerned because if you're drinking a Coke that's also a Danish, that's got to be a lot of sugar.
I'm just glad it's not a Swede.
Because then it would be not a Coke, but Jack Black doing an impression of a Coke with a lot of cardboard.
Yes.
These are the Euro jokes, folks.
At the dollar store.
I am drinking my beloved Simpler Times. Cheap Trader Joe's beer. Strong alcohol content. Cheaper than fuck.
Wait a minute, Pabst Blue Ribbon cheap?
Pabst in cans here sells for $7 a six pack.
Holy crap, really?
Because it's hipster out there.
All right, Old Milwaukee.
I don't even know that you can buy Old Milwaukee, but this tastes way better than either of those, and it's $3.99 a six pack.
I know, saying cheap. So
what I like about Pabst is that. It's the title is very onomatopoeic for how a can sounds when you open it.
Yes.
It's quite nice.
It's much better than Schlitz, which is a horrible onomatopoeia.
Mm. But you can be worked into the song Putting on the Schlitz.
Yes. Putting on the Schlitz!
Thank you.
Guy?
I'm in an improv group, ladies and gentlemen.
Those aren't the Euro jokes, by the way.
No, they're your old jokes.
Those may be the Lyra jokes, which is in itself a kind of Euro joke.
Can I be frank?
No.
JJ. You're JJ.
Hey!
Oh, I got it first.
We did it at the same time.
Waka waka.
Hey, good grief, the comedian's a bear. No, he's a nut. No. He's wearing a necktie.
Hey, JJ?
Yes.
I would like you to think about one thing. Now do that.
Okay.
This, can I just point out, this is why Solve This is not funnier.
Oh, wait a minute, what?
This basically is a Solve This.
Really is. Solve the problem of the last weekend justice of 2013.
That's the
problem. You didn't
problem
sign it
right
to anybody,
there.
Rich. You didn't sign it to anybody.
Put the 30-second pause.
The 30-second pause, which in a Solve This, I would normally edit out. Oh my god.
I have cobalt in the cellar. They'll solve it.
You have cobalt in the cellar.
Cobalt.
Oh.
It's a weird name for a dog.
Or a
is that the cobalt that got stolen in Mexico?
That's crazy.
So is it just me? You know, everybody knows the story, right?
I do.
No.
Okay, JJ, tell the story because it's a great story.
Okay, so it's the kind of story that sounds really terrifying at first. Where did it get stolen from? Which?
Just on the road in Mexico somewhere, I thought.
Yeah, some radioactive waste got stolen.
Cobalt 60.
Yeah.
Now,
It's kind of like Colt 45, but even more dangerous.
No. It's the thing you really...
But less radioactive.
Forget investing in gold. You want cobalt, people. You want cobalt, people. No, you want cobalt because it's the thing that powers our cell phones, our toys. This is important stuff.
It's I look also forward used to the in... cash for cobalt ads.
Yes.
But it's also used for cancer treatment and radiology.
Whatever. It's for our toys. Come on.
But the thing is, this was radioactive waste from cancer treatment. So these guys stole a truck full of radioactive waste, not knowing what they got.
They didn't even want the contents. They just wanted the truck.
Yeah. It's just kind of a beautiful when crimes go stupid kind of story.
Well, and because they basically found the truck with the cobalt spread all over the landscape, which means that they've exposed themselves to it, which means that they probably are dead by now.
Yep.
Yeah, they didn't get far.
So is it just me, or is every single shipment in Mexico now going to have a giant radioactive symbol on it so that crooks won't know which is real and which isn't?
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it, Rox. We need to create giant radioactive signs for trucks.
Okay, I'm on it.
All right.
So,
welcome
to... Oh, my
God. Well, we have a Zazzle account, right?
Do they make them large enough?
We can ask.
Ladies.
Welcome to the new domain name in 2014, needradioactivity.com.
Oh, that won't put me on a watch list. Oh, wait, I'm already on a watch list. Never mind.
You'll get your watch eventually.
TikTok, Widge.
TikTok. Oh. Oh, Jeffrey Wright, I'm so glad you took some time off to go do Catching Fire.
Oh, but Amanda Plummer. Oh, it's so fun to watch Amanda Plummer in anything.
Oh, yes. Oh, I know. And the two of them together. It's like, oh, well, can you go fight crime? Because I'd like to go see you fight crime.
I know.
So for a while, my girlfriend worked at a Starbucks in Bel Air.
Well, I thought you were going to say a crime-fighting place.
Oh, my God. Was that like the worst job ever?
Well, in some ways, it was the worst job ever, but it also was – so the Starbucks was sort of – you wouldn't know it was there until you stumbled upon it because it was pretty much only there for the ridiculously rich and famous.
Right.
And so I was working at a bagel shop in Sherman Oaks at the time. So a lot of people who, to put it nicely, were between – their breaks or possibly after their big break would come into my bagel shop. And so I would tell Elizabeth, it's like, oh yeah, I saw this guy who used to be on 90210. And she'd come in saying, well, I served Amanda Plummer, coffee today. And apparently Amanda Plummer in real life is exactly the kind of person that she plays always.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
Cause she forgot her credit card. And so in trying to get my girlfriend to give her back her credit card, you know, they dropped it and they stumbled over one another. And because, she gives off this nervous energy, my girlfriend was giving off nervous energy. And
like
it was
Speed Force.
Yeah. So it was exactly the kind of, interaction you would think you would have with her with lots of excuse me and oopses.
Oh, wow.
Now, that being said, I would have liked a version of Catching Fire that had Amanda Palmer instead of Amanda Plummer.
Well, yeah.
Just to see what the hell would happen. Because, you know, she'd come out of the, what do they call it, the weapons depot with a ukulele and start beating the shit out of people with it. It'd be great.
I think Amanda Palmer would have killed a few more people before she went down.
I agree.
Ladies.
Oh, my God.
But then you don't get Jeffrey Wright because you'd have to replace Jeffrey Wright with Neil Gaiman.
No, I'd keep Jeffrey Wright.
Yeah, but you could get Neil Gaiman.
I don't know. Neil Gaiman would have a much more complicated plan than the one they had to try to take out the force field.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, there would be grappling hooks and snowmen and...
Kobolds.
Kobolds and Kobold 60 and, you
it's
know.
Cool.
I would be in there, high. Too, you know, just because.
I think
lending a support.
I could just see Rocks as one of the games masters. That would be like, everyone would be like, but everyone died. And you're like, yeah, and?
So?
Ah!
It's time for break now.
Yes. Run away and come back. God, what? I don't even remember. When were we last here? I don't even remember what's happened since we were last here. What the hell happened?
There's been a Walking Dead ending.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right, because we had talked about the Boardwalk Empire ending.
Yes, we
but
did.
Enough about Nelson Mandela.
Ooh.
Oh!
Thank you.
I'd like to point out that's definitely the Irish joke. He gets all the credit.
Very barbed, that Irish joke.
Well, you know.
Like cats, other things are barbed, too.
You know, I was waiting for the cat penis joke. Thank you for going for the low-hanging fruit, Aaron.
Well, you know.
Why is it always cock with you?
It's the way
I don't know. I don't know why I wrote with me.
The bar is set really low.
The bar is set really low because it's Lee's bar and she's very tiny.
But on the bonus side, she'd rock
at
limbo.
We've seen that bar.
That's true. So Walking Dead ending. Anyone?
No, go ahead.
You know what? I've seen every episode bar the last episode. Now, in fairness, I don't mind spoilers, but I just can't contribute.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah. I haven't watched one episode.
So here's what I want to know, Widge.
Tell me.
Because you said in, I guess maybe it was on Facebook, that we got off easy.
Oh, yeah.
What happened in the comic book?
Everyone, just about everyone, literally everyone died. I mean,
oh, Prism. Some,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Three made it.
I
out?
Know that.
No, no,
yeah.
No. Well, made it out. Yes, but remember, minor spoilers for anyone in the comic book. Like Glenn and some other people had left the prison previously, so they were untouched. But of the people at the prison, they were fucked, and the. Only time I've ever been traumatized by a comic happened then.
What happened that traumatized you?
You didn't read.
Yeah, no, he hasn't read it.
I don't read.
Oh my god.
What's reading?
Should we tell him?
No.
I'll tell him if he wants to know.
I want to know.
All right, people, these are spoilers. The people
spoilers
who are listening.
For the comics.
Fast forward 5 minutes or three or something.
Spoilers
the
comics.
Heavy-duty spoilers.
That's true.
I'm saying spoilers, people. You know, it's Cobalt 60 when I say it. Go ahead.
It's Cobalt 61 when you say it, Rox.
Okay.
It's dangerous and then one more.
However, it's Cobalt 69 when Aaron says it.
But Cobalt 60.
If I'm not mistaken, that's a sexual reference?
Just like Cobalt 60, though, you are dead within days.
Hmm. Cobalt 69, you still get the same burning sensation, but your hair doesn't fall out as much.
But it does keep growing after you die.
I'm Cobalt 34. It comes with, excuse me, Cobalt 35. It comes with a shot of Lando Calrissian.
I am Cobalt, Cobalt small cursive I, because I'm an irrational number. So that's a math joke, people.
Math.
So anyway, so John, basically the a ton of people die, but the number one thing is that Lori, who is not dead at that point, and is running away with Judith in her arms, and they both get shotgunned to death. It is a one page single panel.
Pachow.
Mother and infant dying.
Chow.
Wow.
Now I couldn't. I read later that what happened was that Laurie got shotgunned and fell on Judith, and that killed Judith, which is worse. But
yeah.
And then the woman who is named the same as in the TV show, Lily, I think it was, then turned around and said, I just shot a baby and like shot him.
Yeah.
So it was fucked. And what was amazing was, is that you had, what I really loved was in the comic, you had the same ending, which was Rick completely fucked up and, you know, with, Carl up on a small hill, looking back over the prison, which is totally fucked, and saying, don't look back, don't look back. Because at that point, that had happened and Rick saw it, but Carl didn't. So Rick had to basically say, no, don't look back, because you're going to see horrible shit.
Really horrible shit.
Oh, God.
And it's from here that really Rick loses his crap.
Well, now he's lost before.
Well, no, I mean, it's from here that he starts, you know, really the whole grief thing with talking to Lori on the phone. Yeah, I mean, I know they pushed that earlier, but this is... I mean, for the from last season, I mean, the whole idea, no, I meant the show, of, yeah, you know, Lori being eaten by the zombie is pretty bad.
Oh, not a Gru? Okay.
By not a Gru, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
But the comic is just as bad. It really is.
Well,
plus, Rick lost his wife and his ability to masturbate all in one day.
Oh, wow. No, not in one day, no.
Well...
It was a progression.
Yeah. But
sorry.
you're not going to see that happen in the TV show.
Oh, no. No, Kirkman's already said he doesn't want that to happen in the series. Yes. Because the problem is Andy Lincoln cries every time he comes.
I'm not tuning in anymore then.
Wow.
Okay, don't drink before Weekend Justice. I've learned my lesson. You guys don't like my sense of humor.
No, no. It's that. What, that was from American Horror. Wasn't it?
No, that was just me.
Oh,
sometimes
no,
we just make
no,
up jokes
no,
as we go.
No, was a scene in the first season of American Horror where?
Oh yeah, that did happen. He did masturbate and cry.
Yeah, he cried. It's like, oh, I was like, I'm uncomfortable about this.
I think he was. Imagine being the sound guy on that day.
Foley artist went, what the fuck?
Well, yeah. just remember, folks, Rox is fine with crying. Rox is fine with masturbation, but put them together and she's got a problem.
It's a Reese's peanut butter cup you just don't want.
Ooh, no. Ooh, wow.
So after I swallow, there is a little tingle on my tongue. All
right, when did you say that? Are you guys following her around?
No. Why would you say that? I don't know what you're talking about, Rox. I'm offended you would even imply that.
Well, I like to offend.
Wait, you get the tranquilizer gun.
Hey, I can dodge this. I have a +5 dodge since we're still playing D&D, apparently.
Okay, roll for initiative.
We are?
Yeah, hold on.
I'm playing Cards Against Humanity.
I rolled a 12
I was
plus
Uno.
16. I win.
I'm playing bumper cars.
Damn.
I was playing with myself.
Damn it.
You know what?
But Rick isn't.
Doc can never send us the same memo. Have you noticed that? We all have different memos.
I know. This game...
Wait, so you didn't get the last email that says we're using the pink scripts?
No, I got NCR form. Mine's pink, yellow, goldenrod. What's yours?
Mine said to wear a pink slip.
All right, mine, what do you have?
Mine has obviously been mimeographed, so it's got that color to
ooh,
it.
Ooh, you need to smell it.
Mine's a stinky.
What are we talking about?
Because mimeographed paper is wet when it comes off of that mimeograph machine, and it smells weird.
Hold on,
ladies. I got a rock.
Can you talk a little slower? Now, mimeograph is what? What again?
I want you to smell it.
I want you to smell it. Get it?
Go back in time. Smell the mimeograph.
When you pull it off the machine, it is wet.
Slower.
Ross, can you do a French accent?
Oh my God.
I can't do a French accent.
No, what? Jenna Gretarian.
Oh, shit. That's,
see,
that's,
your voice
that's
is higher off. Than Edith Piaf.
Everybody get ready. We're about to wake up. Thank fuck. It's been a while. I hope we don't wake up in a van. Oh, shit.
Dude, my dad pulled a trick like that on me when I was 12, and I still
what?
Secretly suspect at some point I'm going to wake up at 12.
Wait, he ethered you and threw you in a van? That's what your dad does? Wow.
And you went off a bridge in it?
I didn't want to go to Granny's house.
So my dad and I were driving across this long bridge, and I apparently fell asleep, and I woke up after the bridge, after we'd cleared it, and it's a bridge going into New Orleans. So anyone who's ever driven to New Orleans from Mississippi knows that this is like a 30-minute bridge. And so I woke up when we were on the other side, and I told my dad I didn't realize that we'd cleared it. I didn't realize I'd fallen asleep. He's like, no, you've fallen asleep now. Eventually you'll wake up.
Wow.
So I secretly suspect at any moment I'm going to wake up and relive the worst years of my life again. Yay.
The mind trap.
So that's never been more accurate. Thanks, Robo Me. Thanks, scary Robo Me. No, that is fantastic. That earns your dad the Calvin's Father Award.
Yes. The trees are really sneezing today.
Yeah. No, my favorite was the bit about the reason why you had black and white films is because the world was black and white. They hadn't invented color yet.
Yes.
It's fantastic. Oh, my God. So what were we talking? Oh, Walking Dead. So was everyone who saw it pleased? Happy?
I was. I don't know that happy would qualify.
No, it's not happy. Definitely not happy.
Is what's her name going to turn into a villain now? I heard that.
Carol. I don't think so.
You think? Oh, come on. We've seen that trope before. I've heard this, so I can talk about this.
I assume she would be the spinoff series.
Where you ostracize somebody. Okay, we've all seen that. The second in command gets pissed, and they get ostracized, and then they come back for it.
Yeah, Shane.
Shane, yeah. Here we go. We've seen it. It's Carol.
Carol can't be the spinoff, Aaron, because supposedly the spinoff's going to have nothing to do with Kirkman's comic at all.
Carol is going to be hooking up with the governor, maybe, or some other thug.
Andrea Sloppy Seconds? I hope not.
Oh! Well, you know, there's only so many good people left.
Yeah, and he's not one of them.
Well, no.
No, I don't think we've seen the end of Carol. I think she'll probably...
No, she's a villain.
You know this?
I'm speaking with conviction. You tell me.
You don't know it, but in your heart you know it.
Yeah, sure.
So, no, I see her as... being, because you've had, they scattered basically, and what I read was is that they, you know, you don't know if they'll ever all meet up again or not, and they scattered pretty damn good. The only thing I see, where did Michonne end up? Because I see her getting back with Rick at some point,
because she's got a good agent.
She's an Albuquerque
making meth.
I know, yeah.
What?
A little too late though.
What?
No. That show's over.
It'll come back.
Well,
oh yeah, Breaking Bad.
Yes,
they did a.
I'd like to see them do that.
I can't wait for After Bad.
Oh wow! Wait, is Jamie Farr still around? Because he could be in it. That would be great.
Father Mulcahy making meth.
Oh wow!
But no, I thought
the
logical progression was Breaking Bad Nights.
Father Mulcahy. Yeah, you know he was evil. Father Mulcahy.
He was in an age where we still trust the Catholic priests.
Yeah.
When was that?
In 1953.
Oh, okay.
In Korea, yeah. We trusted the Catholics.
Right. Yeah. Because there was because they had Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby was a Catholic priest in Korea?
Yeah, going my way up north. Going my way north was his movie.
Are you sure we're not playing Cards Against Humanity?
So, Aaron, have you ever met anybody with the last name Mulcahy?
Skip.
No, not in my life.
Aaron, I think we're playing humanity against humanity.
I've heard of a couple of people, but we pronounce it Mulcahy here.
Of course you do.
I know of a few people with the surname Mulcahy. I've never met them.
I am surprised that Mulcahy is not pronounced Stevenson.
Someday I'm going to give you a proper like Gaelic language class, and it will be amazing. You'll understand it all. Suddenly it will make sense.
I have thought about getting the Irish Rosetta Stone, just sort of so to pronounce Irish names correctly, but I'm lazy.
Well, it's heavy too.
I'm fascinated about how quickly people are picking up on Saoirse Ronan, though, in comparison to Pádraig Harrington, the golfer, because all the golf commentators still just call him Paddy, which I feel is a little bit insulting. But yeah, people are getting there, I guess.
Well, as I am slowly working towards getting my my Irish visa, maybe I will, or actually passport, maybe I'll work towards actually learning the language.
Did you actually try and get the birth cert?
I'm working on it.
Hey.
It's going to be a long process. I'm hoping to do it within the next couple of years.
That'll be fun.
What are you doing?
I had heard rumors, but I had not done actual research until recently. And the fact that since my grandfather was born in Ireland and came here, I am the last person in my family who actually can get an Irish passport.
You can be a citizen.
I can become a European citizen, and I plan on doing that because if you can, why the fuck wouldn't you?
Well, plus it means you're allowed to work here without having to get any paperwork. You can just come over and work.
It also means I can retire there and get medicine.
Yep.
Just saying. Wow.
And the weather's the same.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, why am I? Oh, that's because Rox is sending messages in an old conversation.
Like, what one are we on? 5 days wrap up. Think so. One sec. Is my mic better? John, lots of echo with everyone. Is this the panel? Which one is it?
The one with the panel.
you're breaking kayfabe.
What?
What?
Wrestling terms.
Oh, this is the panel. Is that it?
It's just for you, Aaron.
All right. I'll type in back so you'll know.
That's why Aaron and I never travel in the same car, because they know
there
that we
you
don't
go. Really I'm back in the right. Whatever.
Well, I'd be on the heel bus, JJ. You'd be on
of course
the
you'd be on the heel bus.
Is that the same as the short bus?
Actually, no, Aaron. With my beard and your clean shavenness and blonde hair, you would so be on the face bus.
You think I'm you could be a Wyatt.
Is that the...
Yeah.
Okay, this is either the weirdest rhyming slang ever, or... you know, Wyatt. Wyatt Earp, burp.
Yes, I'm on the burp bus.
That makes a lot more sense than the face bus. I'm like, I didn't know Dirk Benedict could drive a bus.
See, you gotta understand. Ireland, not on the bang bus. And Portland are... two weird places, so of course that's going to happen. They're one and the same. Yeah.
I think because I've mentioned
and there's
the
bicycles in both places.
I have a pack of Cards Against Humanity beside me here, so I think every time we get into a weird lull, I'm just going to whip out a card and just read from it.
Excuse me.
A card.
This out.
Did you just find this game? Did it finally just show up in Ireland?
It's not even here yet. I had to get the lovely Molly Lewis and Ben to post it over to me. So I got
so you got contraband. They won't allow it in Ireland.
Contraband.
Yeah, all right.
The two of us need luck no more for Cards Against Humanity because I have it here now in front of me.
Do you have all the expansions?
I have the three expansions. Is there more than three?
There's a fourth one now.
Oh, well.
Curse you, Molly Lewis.
So, and also, now, Blacklist.
Oh my gosh, I like Blacklist.
Now, what is the deal? Because that almost felt like either a mid-season closer or a season closer. But then I read that they had like a 22-episode season.
I think it's a mid-season. It's NBC. NBC does that.
Okay.
They do this mid-season thing. It probably won't show back up until, what, February?
Something like that. I don't know.
They did that with several other shows. Because the thing is they drag this stuff out. I mean, in the old days, right, there used to always be a, you know, instead of doing the whole, we'll start replaying, episodes and doing repeats, now they're building story arcs and stuff. So they have to do this.
They build story arcs uphill in the snow, both ways.
I know, both ways. And so now they have to call these things like mid-season series finale thingies. But I'll tell you, that chick is turned into pretty, you know, she's gaining her own.
It took 9 episodes for her to give her something consistently
to
do.
But it's like, I can see where she's coming from. It's like, well, you know, you don't trust your husband, you trust your husband. I really thought that honestly, that whole thing with the fake passports with his photos in it, I really wish they did a gaslight on her and put her photo in it. So it'd be like, hey, I thought those were yours, you know, and she would have gone, but no, your photo was in it. That I think would have been better.
So Aaron?
Yeah.
Do you watch Blacklist, Aaron?
No.
So when you and I talk wrestling, it's this foreign language, but when they talk Blacklist to show that you and I don't
know wrestling. I know we're wrestling. Supposed to just... You can't hide
no,
that from me.
No, but see, here's how it would sound if we were talking about, we're still using English. We're still talking about words that even if you don't understand the story, it's not like, I don't know what the face bus is like a bus equivalent of the fucking Green Goblin truck from Maximum Overdrive. A bus with a face on it.
Hey, whatever gets you through the night, Widge.
Is it all right?
It's all right.
I don't know, but I don't know what the actual face bus is you're talking about. And then you got a heel bus, and I'm like, is that like Achilles? Is there a brand of bus called Achilles, and that's supposed to be a joke or something?
Well, have you ever? He has got a point, though. I mean, I think a lot of wrestling fans use a lot of inside baseball, even though there's no baseball involved.
True, but to be fair, have you ever heard the phrase of calling someone a heel in real life?
Uh huh. I use it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It means you're calling someone a jerk.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, but see, I didn't understand what you were saying was jerk bus, which actually sounds a lot like bang bus, which is what Aaron was mentioning earlier.
It's, hence the heel bus.
Okay. But, well, that makes sense now.
Okay.
Well, no. What we'll do is we'll explain it with Cards Against Humanity. So a heel bus is getting your dick stuck in a Chinese finger trap with another dick.
No, that's bang trap. The bang bus.
Oh, okay. Sorry. But anytime we have questions like that during the day, I'm going to answer them with Cards Against Humanity.
Okay, but I will say this. The only Wyatt that I know is the one from Weird Science. So is that a Weird Science reference?
The Wyatt family, now granted, this is what you would have to follow it a little bit more right now. But the Wyatt family are a group of bearded hillbillies. So as a bearded man who grew up...
Oh, Duck Dynasty then.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, but if you put Duck Dynasty in a horror film...
So Duck Dynasty then.
Yeah, one of them wears a sheep mask to creep people out. So if Duck Dynasty was in the film, you're next.
Or it's like suddenly Eli Roth took the reins at Aardman Animation.
Dude, please.
What do you mean, please?
I can't handle Eli Roth's actual brand of of violence, but if you animate it, I might be able to take it.
Ooh, really?
Here you go. JJ, try this. Hostile Babies. How about that?
I'm down.
You're down, all right.
You know the killer's going to be Gonzo, though.
He kills him with his nose.
He's the hook killer.
Who thought it would be the weirdo all along?
It's like a twist that's not a twist.
It's a Shyamalan movie after the first one.
Yeah. Well, that was the thing. Is it? What is the most unlikely ending to this movie? That is what the movie will be. It is correct. What is the most unlikely ending to this movie? Oh, is it The Happening? that it will actually come to an end. It feels like it's 4 days long.
Feels like it's 4 days.
Do you think Shyamalan just like watches like an episode of The Twilight Zone and just freaks the fuck out?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, see, here's the shitty thing about Shyamalan's career is I actually think he's a
Please tell me. Please tell me the shitty thing. The one shitty thing. Please.
No. I've got a... The shitty thing is a cat video so cute that your eyes roll back and your spine slides out of your anus. That's the shitty thing with Shyamalan's career.
Yeah.
But I actually think Shyamalan's a good filmmaker.
He's...
At his core, he's a good filmmaker.
No.
Craft-wise, he's fine, but story-wise, yeah. He's horrible.
Yeah, but that's where I was going. Yes, thank you. Yeah, skill-wise, he has the abilities. He can create good shots. He understands pacing. But, he's not surrounded by enough people that go... Oh, actually, he needs the right editor.
Excuse me, if it pleased the court, I would like to offer as counter exhibit A, Avatar,
which I didn't.
The Last Airbender.
I gave up on him after The Happening.
Therefore, there's no amount of editing that could have saved that film unless it was maybe the size of a music video.
I would make the argument that Avatar: The Last Airbender is as equal quality as The Room.
Which room?
The movie The Room.
I having seen The Room several times, but never having seen Avatar, I am not, The Last Airbender. I am not qualified to make that.
Making no sense. I'm surprised you guys haven't watched The Room yet. That's kind of shocking, really.
Has nobody here seen The Room?
No. Oh, this is... 2003. It is the, quote, Citizen Kane of bad movies.
Yeah, I have a picture of myself with Tommy Wiseau. I love that. I mean, I love hate that film.
Wow. I don't know. I go for the old school bad film. You know, I would much rather... curl up on the couch and watch me some Robot Monster.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the thing that's interesting about watching The Room is, and you've seen it, right, Aaron? Sounds like it?
Yeah. Yeah. Only the once, but yeah.
Okay, but you can tell by watching this film. Yeah, I've only seen it twice. So, but you can tell by watching this film is this guy was, he legitimately put his passion into it.
He has very low grasp on the English language, which is really tough when he wrote it.
Yes.
And it's also as well as that I think he has the memory of a goldfish. And so it's very skittish in the sense that it's just he's crying one moment and then stops instantly and goes, oh, hi, Mark.
So wait a minute. Is that because he had just came or?
Ooh, yeah.
There are two sex scenes in the movie.
I'm glad you guys are coming. It's going to be fun.
Thank you. Yeah. But he also, you could tell he kind of wrote it via a script writing handbook. So he read things like, it's important to identify your characters in every scene. So every scene starts with, you know, oh, hi, Aaron. Oh, hi, John. Oh, hi, Widge.
Yeah. And he gives everybody like a story, but for no reason most of the time.
And then on top of that, you know, he had an actor who quit in the middle because this one actor realized the film was going to be shit and he didn't have the money to go back. So you have a couple of sequences that he just thought it would be okay to put in there. So you have a sequence before a wedding, which doesn't happen because he couldn't film the wedding because the guy who played the groom quit. But you do have a sequence where all of the men are wearing tuxedos and playing football in the park for no reason. It's completely unmotivated.
Yeah.
See, I find that most playing of football is poorly motivated.
Well, it's motivated by money. That's a pretty good reason.
Well, I mean, just from my perspective. I'm throwing a bit of a Wyatt spin on it.
So, Aaron, as lone sports guy, what's football about?
I enjoy sports.
Yeah, that's true. No, I'm not alone here.
Excuse me, John. Sorry.
How dare you, sir? You take it back.
I apologize.
Well, I'll tell you what football is all about, JJ. The primal ball-slapping sex your parents are having right now.
My parents? They're dead.
Well,
yeah, way to go, Aaron.
Way to go, Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, it's the cards now.
Yeah, I'm going to use them as an excuse when I have a really bad punchline. Yeah.
My parents have been dead long enough. It's a solid boning at this point. But I'm bummed.
I'm just going to be quiet and drink my beer. I thought I heard boob. No, you didn't. Robo-B is so confused. I feel its pain.
I get bones and boobs confused all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So embarrassing at the
natural. They're bony boobs. Watch out for the bony boobs.
So that's otherwise known as Kate Moss syndrome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate it when you're like having sex and someone cracks their boobs.
That's good shit. Oh, my God. Why is there so much pain?
Oh, the pain.
Hey, Aaron, why is there so much pain? What do the cards have to say about that?
Warm, velvety Muppet sex.
Sex twice in a row.
This expansion pack seems to be very much about the groin area.
The groinal area, the crotchal area.
So, I do have a question, just as an awkward segue. So I know some of you on this illustrious panel have iPads. Have either of you had a chance to use the new generation of iPad Mini?
No.
I've tested it.
Because I'm thinking in the next year of buying either an iPad Air or an iPad Mini, and I am weighing portability versus screen size, basically. Just wondering if anybody had any.
I've never had a problem transporting my iPad.
I don't either.
Is it something you can just throw in a backpack?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't throw it because it costs a lot of money, but I would place it in a backpack, yes.
It's about the size of a comic book. So, I mean, it's really kind of.
I kind of want it for a lot of comics.
You have seen them before, right?
Here's the thing, JJ. For comic books, the iPad, I'd get the iPad Air because it is lighter. It's proportionally better for comics.
Right. I definitely know that. But for the same price as a regular iPad, I can get an iPad Mini with twice the memory. And if you use Comixology, you can read it panel by panel.
Right.
I've been told by people in the know that
boring.
The Mini's processing power isn't nearly as good as a normal iPad.
That's right.
Is that the new generation, though?
Well, I was told this about 6 months ago. So
I'm looking now.
Because I've been looking at stats. And so, I mean, I'm not going to buy it until I get my income tax return. So I'm a couple months away. There was an awkward moment in the conversation. So I thought I'd ask you people.
Well, awkward moments are supposed to be filled up with Cards Against Humanity.
True.
Well, the processing power of an iPad Mini is nothing.
Nice. Well, now here's the thing, JJ, here's the thing, is that apparently the iPad Mini, like the vanilla iPad Mini, is an A5 chip, which is the same as an iPad 2, which is what I have. The iPad Mini that has the Retina display, which apparently comes in 16, 32, and 64, and whatever memory flavors, has the A7 chip, which is the same as is in the iPad Air.
Right.
But from what I'm seeing, it's only like $100 more from an iPad Mini with Retina display to an iPad Air.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I was saying I was weighing things like portability. Because for that extra $100, I could get a iPad Mini with twice the memory space.
Yeah. But I mean, it all depends what you use it for. I mean, I'm pretty sure I've got a 16 gig iPad, and I've not run out.
I have a 32.
Okay.
And the thing is,
listeners, leave some comments, folks.
Yeah.
Here's the thing is, I've actually, you know, I've heard people like, you know, when they take their iPad to a city and stuff, that, you know, it's like, oh my God, somebody's going to rip it off. If you get one of those like books, you know, a case that looks like, you know, something else, then I think you're golden, because I had it in Manhattan in April and I had no problems whatsoever. Of course, I had that sort of weird cover that my leather guy actually made. So it looked like a tome. So it looked like a folio, if anything. So,
You could also just not leave it lying around.
Right? Yeah. It'll stay in my backpack mostly, because I kind of live with my backpack. I just mainly am probably going to use it to. I'm thinking about getting out of the smartphones. I'm tired of playing for data. So I'm thinking of getting out of the world of smartphones and moving into something that can just use Wi-Fi, as well as a comic book reader.
And I would go for the larger. I'd go for the iPad Air.
Yeah, that's what my gut tells me. My pocketbook keeps telling me the other.
I mean, yeah, you could scroll and pinch, you know, the screen to make it look bigger, but honestly...
Can we take that out of context?
Yes, you can. If you want to read a full panel, you could do that on the iPad.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was thinking. I just thought I'd ask you people.
But I mean, the thing there is, are is also... here's also another thing is around, I mean, yes, they just came out with a new one, but April's coming around and they're going to come up with yet another variation. They always do that. So who knows? It might be a flimsy piece of paper that some sketchy Irishman just kind of sort of sits there and draws on it. He'll walk around.
God damn it, Aaron.
Or reads from,
yeah. So they're going to come up with yet another.
Dance, monkey, read from the paper.
So I would wait and get the lightest one that's a full size.
Yeah, but I'm really looking to buy one in like February.
Well, then you're screwed.
Well, but I will say this, though.
Wait a minute. When do you get to? You get tax returns in April, in February?
No, I mean, I'll probably get it sometime in February, yeah. But I also, that's when my smartphone contract ends. And so if I want to go with a cheaper phone.
Go with a track phone.
I'm thinking of going with the number one phone
for all drug dealers.
I'm thinking about going with Cricket, which is the homeless people phone.
Well, track phone is a couple rungs above that.
But you know, the kind of the cool thing about Cricket, not to plug Cricket, but their basic plan covers international texts.
Mine does too.
And I do have some international friends.
Mine does too.
Where?
I don't know.
Wales.
Let's see where JJ has international friends. Running naked through a mall, pissing and shitting everywhere.
Yeah, That's it. Yeah. I think that was at Dragon Con last year.
Last year.
Track phone does it. That you can do international.
Yeah, actually the track phone is technically known as a Cricket Air.
And JJ, listen, they've got two Android phones now for track phone.
Yeah, but you're still gonna pay for fucking data.
No, you're not. Well, you're Lord. No, listen.
Thank you, Aaron.
You guy. You can actually do.
And B4.
You can Wi-Fi it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. She might be right.
No, you're totally right there, but I also can just get something that has more processing power.
You can get a track phone.
This is turning into a weird sort of technological bullying session.
But I can't read comics on a fucking track phone.
But you were going to get him an iPad anyway. What the fuck's the matter?
I'm getting the iPad to fucking get rid of the smartphone.
You're going to get a Cricket. You're going to get a Cricket too, right?
So what all do you do on your phone that you are,
I know. Are you
getting screwed on your data plan?
No, I'm not getting screwed on my data plan. I am angry with the company I use. Now, I know that you have also been angry with this company, which...
God. You get your data plan from Samsung? Well, that's your problem.
No, I get my data plan from fucking T-Mobile.
Oh.
And I really want to tell T-Mobile to go fuck themselves. Like, dramatically. If I could figure out how to drop the mic and storm out, I would. But and so I'm just thinking that I kind of want to tell basically all of the major companies to go fuck themselves and just get as cheap a phone as possible that I can just, all I really use it for is texts. And if I can get something else where I can obsessively check Facebook, that's fine.
Oh my gosh. Okay. This is what you need to do. Listen, there's an app. If you get an iPad, okay, you get yourself Haywire.
Oh, that film sucked.
It really did.
This is H-E-Y, like, hey, Wire.
Hey. Hello, Wire.
That's a friendly way of addressing the best TV show in history.
It is. And the thing is they give you a phone number. And you can text whoever has a cell phone for free.
Who has a cell phone anymore?
Well, my sister does. And I'm writing her right now. I am texting you.
Here's what Rox is texting her. Vietnam flashbacks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Cards Against Humanity.
Charlie's in the light! Yeah. Charlie's in the light! Sorry.
Wouldn't it be really cruel if you like changed the ringtones of someone who was at Vietnam to like bullet sounds and stuff?
Hey, all right. Here's a ringtone you should not have in an airport. And that's a Dalek screaming exterminate.
Please, yeah. Oh, I can just.
I actually had that. I'm like, oh shit. I forgot to change it.
Surely somebody, I could just see somebody getting pulled out of the line by the TSA and then having to explain to somebody with the TSA that what a Dalek is. Try explaining to someone who's never watched Doctor Who and is like a government thug what a Dalek is.
Of course they didn't stop calling me Shirley.
They didn't, and thus they had to die. Hey, Aaron, why did they have to die?
Because not having sex.
Well, that's a very good reason.
Yeah. One is the loneliest number that there ever was.
Or will be.
It's the pause that refreshes every 15 minutes on Weekend Justice.
It's true. I feel better already.
It's the only time we hear Tuffley.
We listen to him, but we don't really hear him.
No.
Such a shame he had to die like that. Please, Tuffley, don't die by Friday.
Aaron, how did he die?
Shutting the fuck up.
That never killed anyone on this podcast.
We would never know, Rich, really, in fairness.
That's true.
Strangely enough, Dead Scott's on this call right now. Please, Scott, don't die by Friday.
Fuck all of y'all.
Oh, my God.
Did somebody hear something?
Yes.
Oh, this is the perfect way to say goodbye to 2013.
Fuck you.
Oh, is this our last one?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay.
Just 2 weeks from. Oh, God. That
well,
was
that's crazy. Just not right.
That was fucking terrifying.
Well, there's Baby New Year for you.
Oh, my God. Are we supposed to have our Christmas recommendations? We got the memo late again from Doc. Damn it.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I was
busy. Assumed that he was just going to make us work on Christmas Eve.
I was busy sniffing the mimeograph paper. What?
Which Christmas Eve for us would be Christmas for Aaron, right? Do they celebrate? Do they celebrate Christmas over there?
It's only 8 hours different
for you. Probably for them.
No, yeah. It takes a lot more than 8 hours to make them pronounce things like that.
Cricket.
Yeah, so basically, Aaron, you record the Drive into Doom with the stupidest person possible. I am the farthest away from you.
Oh yeah. I mean, I could get someone in Australia, but it's just...
It's just, yeah. Then you can't understand them. And they don't like comic book movies.
And they're watching it upside down.
Their water goes
the wrong
way.
Sinking issues would be really weird.
Yes. Good day, and welcome to the Drive-In of Doom.
Although...
It's true.
Their DVDs spin the other way, right?
Can I just tell you... That's fantastic. Can I just tell you... That Iron Chef Australia is fucking amazing.
Well, what the fuck don't they eat there?
No, it's not even that.
It's all good.
It's first of all,
have you ever had Outback? I mean, seriously.
Here's what they don't eat, JJ.
Are you saying that's not real Australian food?
Did you say an aspertractor?
An ass disaster.
Oh.
I think they do eat that.
They probably do eat those.
I have, but
it just means a chicken sandwich in their language.
I've seen that on the menu at an Outback, actually.
Yes.
We call them kookaburras.
Oh, wow.
That's a pussy.
It's a blooming asshole.
That's an onion.
Scott, where's Scott when you need him?
No. Just no. We've hit a limit. We have like Truman, run our boat into the edge of the world, and there's an exit sign.
I feel like Scott C should be an answer card in Cards Against Humanity.
It can be. They one of the expansion packs comes with blanks.
Yeah. So does Scott.
Oh! Wow.
I had no idea he was implicated in Brandon Lee's death. Sorry. I know, too soon.
Sorry. But we did know we killed that guy from the Voyagers. Let's face it.
What?
From the guy from Voyager. Voyagers. Excuse me, the 80s show.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What is Voyagers? Is that when Jim Cameron did the sequel to Star Trek Voyager?
Oh, I hate it when I make a reference. This happens at work all the time. I thought I was in a safe place. God damn it.
No, you're safe. We're not mocking you. I'm just amazed.
You're not mocking him.
No, that's true.
Toys are not for pussies.
What?
Wow.
What's that?
Okay, so let me now go to make sure I got the name exactly right. I think it's called
Yes, it is. How in the world is there a horrible-looking sci-fi show from the 80s that I've never heard of?
Yeah,
how
well,
possible?
So the guy from that...
I believe you now have to turn off needcoffee.com.
I'm sorry.
Shutter it.
Sorry. It's over.
It's over.
It's over.
So for apparently the majority of the world that doesn't remember, Voyagers was the show where this guy who... This chisel-jawed guy who looked very 80s had a kind of watch mechanism which would allow him to travel back and forth in time.
Oh, God. And his name, his character name was, do you remember?
I do not.
Phineas Bogg.
Oh, of course it was.
Oh.
And
was Benedict Cumberbatch's stage name?
I guess it's supposed to be a Jules Verne homage, but it's more like a... I don't know. Just leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And so the kid was named Jeffrey Jones, which is kind of funny because then he later got trouble for being a pedophile.
Well, his real name is like even weirder. It's Mino Palouse.
Yeah.
Palucci.
So they would travel back and forth within, you know, each like timepiece only traveled within certain hours. That was or certain years. That was kind of a deal in the show. It came up a couple of times, but eventually, this guy who was the star of the show, who was considered kind of a heartthrob at the time. I mean, if you look at him, he's very 80s sexy.
Yeah, yeah.
But he literally held a blank up to his head and said, "Oh, these things are perfectly safe." Pulled the trigger, and the shrapnel from a blank. Fucking cacked his ass.
Wow.
What did it do to his head?
I don't know, Aaron. What did it do to his head?
Well, let's find out. Indescribable loneliness.
Exactly. It put a hole in his head where there was once a brain, and it caused him to be indescribably lonely as he died.
This is like the William S. Burroughs edition of Cards Against Humanity.
Ooh. I'll play.
There's actually, I'm looking at some of the pictures on Google Search. They're actually flying through space.
Yeah. Oh no, they would touch the watch, and yeah, they created like wormholes or something.
So
was that their answer to like Time Bandits? Was that that show?
Hold on, now I've got to look this up.
It was kind of a little bit of Time Bandits, a little bit of Doctor Who, and a little bit. Of quantum pre-quantum leap.
Okay. mean, it was only like one season, right?
I remember Voyagers.
Thank you.
Oh my!
So lonely.
Oh my God! Sounds like somebody had a favorite show.
I remember it now. Well, it's got a 7.8 on IMDb. Really?
0.8? That's harsh.
7.8.
Oh, 7.8. That's better.
I'm just shocked it got that much.
Oh, it was an Omni. Okay, the handheld device they used that looked like a pocket watch was called an Omni.
No, that was a magazine during
that time. Well, I never... How did I... Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Who produced this?
It was on ABC, right?
Was it Rankin Bass?
It was on NBC.
No, I was kidding.
No, okay. No, I would have believed it. No, I mean, Rankin Bass did some live action stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
But no, I'm just stunned that this exists. I mean, for God's sake, I remember Automan.
Oh, Automan was fun. Automan he was had a awesome. Sidekick that was a fucking Pixel.
His name was Pixel, wasn't it?
Yeah. And it drew a car for him that looked like a Tron car. Okay, so yeah, it ran for 20 episodes. It only had one season because it was going to have a second season, if I remember correctly, but he died.
What, for cover-up?
Huh? What? Huh?
You're talking about cover-up, right?
No, Voyagers. What? I'm lost. I'm confused.
Were you saying that he did that on the set of Voyagers? He killed himself on the set of Voyagers?
No, he was working on something else when he killed himself. It sounds like you're doing more research than I am.
No, I was just...
Here's what he was working on. Having sex on top of a pizza.
Oh, I see. You're reading.
I remember this. At the end of the episode, it always would say, if you want to learn more about whatever it was, take a voyage down to your public library. It's all in books.
Library?
Library. Listen, I've been drinking and I'm on meds.
Yeah, I've put a hurting on the six-pack already.
I put a hurting on two.
Oh, shit.
By the way, I'm having the Sam Adams Winter Lager, which is actually pretty tasty.
Yeah, we've been recording for an hour and I'm on my fourth beer, so I better slow down.
Wow.
I drink like a fish.
Podcasting under the influence.
Yep. Also, it's like 3 p.m. there, isn't it?
Pull weekend justice off the road.
It's 6:30, and I already told my girlfriend I'd be trashed by the time she got home, so.
Wow, she's so thrilled about that.
Yep.
He at about the fifth beer, he's going to become convinced that she'll take advantage of him.
She's trying to push it in.
Cue the Price is Right fail horn.
You ain't responsible for nothing. I miss Drunk Me. It was hilarious in that episode.
I haven't even broken into the coffee-flavored gin that I have.
I know. It's such a shame that you're so sober and not funny right now.
I know, right?
It's funny because it hurts.
I'm in a comedy improv group, you guys.
Hey, me too.
Oh, that's great.
Okay. So, Aaron,
are you trashed again? Do you have a job?
What? Yes, and my job is chugging a lava lamp.
Oh, okay. No, really, JJ, do you have a job? You have a job, right?
I have a job. Of course, I have a job.
Okay. Well, no, but, I mean, if you were trashed and not have a job. And it's your.
Oh, I've been there.
She would be pissed.
But Rox, it's in Portland, so really, does anybody work there? Do they really work there?
He's working.
Yeah. So do you know the mayor and everything? Do you know the mayor?
Our last mayor was cool. Our new mayor sucks.
Why?
Well, our last mayor actually appears in Portlandia as the mayor's assistant. He was an openly gay man who was accused, well, he was accused and then admitted of having the first year of his office in Portland, had a relationship with a gay porn star.
So what's wrong with that?
That is cool mayor.
Okay, yeah. So what, you guys didn't reelect him because of that?
He chose not to, no. There were other reasons. He actually chose.
Did he steal?
No, he didn't steal anything.
Oh my god, this is awful.
Now, he was actually a very cool
player. I liked him.
JJ, after the whole Rob Ford thing, I bet he's going, well, shit, I should have just run again.
I know.
Well, that happened like in the first year of his campaign. He didn't run. He chose not to run again for basically he was tired and wanted to, you know, he'd fought. He only ran one term because he said he'd kind of done his thing. And his name was fucking Sam Adams.
Wow.
But
he could have given out free beer.
Exactly. But our new mayor is just.
Okay, this porn star. I'm interested in this porn star. I've moved on to your crappy mayor. Let's talk about the porn star he had sex with. Who was he?
I would have to look really,
was he gay for pay inches. Or was he a real.
Scott C. Yeah, his name was Scott C.
Oh my God.
All of y'all.
Or just that one mayor.
So which one was he?
I'm looking.
Jeez.
Oh, God, he is a bum.
You have the Googles.
Sorry, I didn't mean to go that loud. I just didn't have the
phone. You're peeking.
He's on his fourth beer. He doesn't know how loud he is.
No, jeez.
But I love you guys.
Alcohol shuts the ear canal.
It, dude, we should totally do something. I think we could do something amazing. I think we should work on a project together. It would take over the fucking world.
My trousers are brown.
Let's totally work on your trousers.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What's wrong with your trousers, Aaron?
They're brown.
Well, some kind of birdman.
That was his name. He had an awesome name. It was Bo Breedlove.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I remember. What?
Wow.
Does that mean he grew up on Breedlove Street?
I think so.
No. I think it means he was in a relationship.
Porn name.
Love.
Yeah. Or his parents were.
Oh, dude, porn name. I just got the joke you were making.
Well, I got it. I ignored it.
I hear that a lot.
And our improv empire is building.
Yeah, JJ, he is in a comedy improv group.
I will say I have one of the coolest of that particular game of porn star names. I do have one of the coolest porn star names ever.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
So first pet was named Biff. The street I grew up on, Longwood. Biff Longwood.
Nice.
It's so, okay.
So I would be.
What's your girlfriend call you?
I'd be Mindy Dodge.
Oh.
What do you mean you would be?
I'm more of a Jane Austen character.
Wait a minute,
Tommy Breyerfield.
Ooh. Whoa, what? You're Honey Breyerfield?
No,
Tommy Breyerfield.
Oh,
that's like Tom of Finland type of name. Look that up, kids. Ari, how's that game?
Books.
Ari, I know. No. What is the first
name? Down to your public library.
It's and library.
More about porn star names.
That's right.
The more you know.
The more you know, the more you have to explain to your children later on.
Stupid fucking kids.
Damn the more man. You know, the more you can ransom them for.
Oh, John, please.
I have enough over here. I don't need any more. Just
it'll be a nice companion piece to fuck the kids.
Wow. That's just... Oh.
Remember, kids, the more you know, the more you can win at bar trivia contests.
Really?
Yep. They also have the Googles.
Yeah, but that's cheating.
I heard that's cheating.
Well, it is cheating. I'm just saying that's the problem.
How many people wind up like when they're at the bar trivia thing that they sneak off to the bathroom to use the Googles?
Yeah, see, I have Googles on my phone. I don't necessarily go into the Google enhanced toilet.
No, you're not supposed to do. You know, you're not supposed to use it at your bar table.
I'm not using it at all. I don't do that. I'm just saying.
I mean, I sneak off into the bathroom.
Are you saying you don't?
But it's not usually Google.
Do you even do bar trivia, Widge?
No.
Okay.
That was like the weirdest hipster shout out in the world. Do you even do bar trivia?
I used to do bar trivia.
I did. You used to
it's
have a
become
trip.
So fucking commercial.
It is. It really is. Stopped. We're like, we're done. We actually let cool military guys beat us because they were shipping out. So we were nice. We were the servants of Cthulhu.
I let a military guy beat me, but I got paid. Okay.
And it was funny. We were winning a lot of bar money that we would just go there to eat. So, you know, we had certain, you know, people who were specials at different topics. So we didn't need to use the Googles.
Stupid fucking Google.
I know. You know.
Yeah,
it's like,
use Bing.
I don't use Bing.
I'm not Spider-Man. I don't use Bing.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me about that fucking movie.
I was about to say, that was bait, Aaron. That was nothing but bait.
Oh, so you guys have seen the trailer for second one, yes?
Yes.
It looks fine.
I even reviewed it for the website of doom.com.
For the second one, what? The second one, the second of Saving
Spider-Man
Mr. Bay? Oh.
So this review was brought to you by
Saving Spider-Man.
I didn't see that. Is it good?
Go over to the website of Doom and find out.
Yeah. People who listen to podcasts don't need to know things.
I know.
There goes that subject down the drain. The correct way.
Aaron really hated hated Amazing Spider-Man. I did not.
I didn't either. I really enjoyed it. I saw it twice.
It has problems, including the fact that no origin should ever include something that any reasonable person would walk to and go, get it off me, get it off me. But other than that, I thought all in all it was a fun film, and I enjoyed the. It makes the
your page doesn't load up. There's something wrong.
But it does. It also goes back and makes the old Spider-Man movies look really static. The filming in the Amazing Spider-Man was fun. It looked like Spider-Man was jumping all around. It was kind of like going from watching the 1965 Spider-Man shows, or say even. Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
But JJ, how is he supposed to get across town unless a bunch of workers put cranes in front of him?
I already said it has a couple of problems. It does have a couple of problems.
Like the script and the directing.
Hey, here's all I'll say.
Are there mole men in it?
No, hang on.
He looks rubbery.
Hang on. Here's the deal. This Spider-Man banters. That's what I wanted.
Exactly.
I wanted a Spider-Man that fucking banters. You know,
yes,
like
and
the
he
character.
He also takes off his mask to every kid he meets.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, that's a hell of a lot better than taking it off to, you know, the middle of Civil War.
That's the weirdest striptease ever.
I know.
He's late.
He also got paid.
Jam. Shot at. And okay. Oh, he's actually kind of cute. Oh, I can see that. Okay. He's
I think Andrew Garfield is a fine Spider-Man.
Oh, who's the guy with the hair?
That's me.
Is
sorry.
The villainy guy?
Okay. He said with the hair.
Tough
I wish.
Villain.
I wish.
Oh, look. Oh, yeah. Mira.
Welcome back from the dead, Tuffley.
Yeah, we Was killed him early.
Yeah, you were dead. Earlier. Yeah.
Yeah, we had our prison scene earlier on.
Whoa.
We did say...
So does Sally feel, is she going to be up for an Academy Award for, she's too young to play Aunt May, unless she goes into the
hey,
subway.
Rox is just free-forming thoughts right now. This is amazing.
Unless she goes into the subway and marries a mole man, this would be a perfect film.
I was going to ask if you were going to work that.
Aunt May.
Well, you know, I always have to work that in because, you know, Aunt May needs her day in a film.
She is 67.
She looks good.
No, she looks fantastic. I love Sally Field. I was so happy
when
I found out she was Aunt May. I think that's great. What?
Actually, she's going to run off with a guy in a Trans Am.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, you know, Burt Reynolds is still around.
Wait, you could do it like this, Tuffley.
Oh, my God. You know, Burt Reynolds could be a mole man.
Wow.
How do you know he isn't the mole man?
I was thinking more along the lines of, mole man, you restless, and you live much too hard.
All right.
No, Jerry Reed.
I just saw that it was okay.
You just saw what?
The trailer. Oh. I was just freeforming through the trailer.
Okay. We're used to you freeforming even without a trailer, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, I
Now
I,
I'll listen to one of these podcast things. Oh, your site won't load. Damn it. God. Make it work, JJ.
It does work.
Well, no. It depends on...
Well, you know...
The internet.
What do you expect? The guy's like a Wookiee.
The only thing that I'm hoping will grow on me is the fact that Jamie Foxx's Electro looks more like Mr. Freeze than he looks like Electro.
Well, he's Electro, you see.
Oh.
They're trying to take a page out of what Marvel did and made a lot of the Ultimate characters. They're trying to do the Ultimate version of Rhino and Electro and stuff like that.
All right, why don't they have Kraven? That is the villain I want to see.
Well,
that guy. He's a psychotic guy.
They've already set up...
I want to hear who they
set up. No, because they've got the Vulture and Dr. Octopus things on tap.
Oh, Vulture? Oh, okay.
Yeah, you say that, Widge, but remember when we saw all those x-rays in X-Men 2 of all the different characters that we never saw?
Okay, but see, here's the problem, is that X-Men 2, I mean, the whole Bryan Singer X-Men series, I like to pretend that didn't happen. So,
I like to pretend Fox didn't happen.
You should probably start pretending the next two aren't happening either.
Oh, God.
Age of Apocalypse.
It's the age of apocalypse.
The age of apocalypse.
Because when the mutants in the second house.
Does that mean they have to introduce Cable now?
Awesome!
Oh, Christ.
Most people use satellite.
Wow, the 90s just screamed really loudly.
I know.
Yeah.
I love Cable.
Really?
Why? Yes.
I don't know. I've always had an attraction to him. Sexually.
Well, no, back up now. Because
Hello.
They've made Wolverine the time traveler in this film, technically it could probably be him. It could just be Wolverine from the future.
Well, isn't that Ultimate Cable?
I still want Kraven.
Probably. Listen,
no, I'm
Cable
serious.
Is the name of my porn film, by the way.
Listen, they've taken the kitty part away and gave it to Wolverine. Why not give the Cable part away and give it to Wolverine, too?
No, but they actually, I mean...
My porn movie, they also take the kitty part away.
Hang on, Toughly.
Kitty and Cable should never meet in a movie.
Well, hang on, Toughly. Actually, I was right. Ultimate Cable is Wolverine. So, you're righter than you know, like normal.
Yeah.
But no, they took... That was part of the problem with, like, the first X-Men film, is that it should have been Kitty being introduced to the team, not Wolverine. Just like now, it should be Kitty being the time traveler, not Wolverine.
God damn it! Why haven't we had Asteroid M so we can get a Lockheed?
Wait, which first X-Men film?
Bryan Singer's X-Men.
Oh, okay, all right.
Welcome to the X-Men, Rocks. Hope you survived the experience.
Okay. Thank you. Someone else quotes that now.
Oh Jesus, I say it all the time.
Yeah. Oh, thank Christ! I've been doing it for years.
The torch has been passed.
Thank God. We were tired of it.
Careful. Careful. JJ's very hairy. Don't light him on fire.
He's like a Wookiee, that one is.
It'll be that very special issue of Fantastic Four that John Byrne did.
Fire, burn, bad.
Oh, my gosh. Widge, did you know this? That on the
that Cable is awesome?
Net, no. Shirley Jackson reviews B&Bs.
What?
Shirley Jackson, you know, the great American author.
Oh, wait a minute.
B&Bs in this case stands for back rubs
bed
and blowjobs.
See, okay. I would never stay at a B&B that Shirley Jackson recommended.
I would. Holy crap, she's
No, because if it's a good B&B, it means there's a kid locked up in the basement.
Wait a minute. Here's the problem. Considering she's been dead since 1965, these are probably way out of date.
So
Rox's place is a good B&B?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, she has lots of kids locked in the basement, allegedly.
Allegedly.
And my mother will be with you any moment.
You know, my house is zone CRO, okay? It's commercial residential. Literally, it is. I need that. It's commercial residential. I can she run a business.
Both, yeah, she leaves a local
and a resident
sterno on every.
And as long as I homestead, I get a tax rebate. Just food for thought.
With
move along.
Nice.
So the hiding of the children is actually government sanctioned, is what she's saying.
Yes.
So.
Tough
well, she gets a subsidy.
Kill you again.
For every child she hides, she gets three hobos.
No, yeah, no, you, see you how the math is? Works?
You know what it is? I went to Tahiti.
It's a magical place. How was tonight's episode, by the way? Don't spoil it, but how was tonight's episode?
Is Kim still squeeing?
She is actually packing, and we'll discuss that later. But
oh, whoa.
Hello.
The episode packing, was that bad? She's leaving you?
No.
Oh,
I thought you just meant she had a gun.
I know.
She's quote-unquote going to visit her mother. It's okay.
Oh, the helicarrier has crashed.
I only had one. I wanted more.
It depends on how you felt about the season thus far.
I've thought it's progressively gotten better.
So well, basically, the puzzle pieces have come together almost all in one episode.
Wait, did they come together right now?
Over you?
Well, not over
no, over me.
Well, that's fascinating. What? So, is this a mid-season finale too?
Yeah, this is a mid-season finale. They're back in January.
Okay.
Supposedly.
And they've announced that the second half of the season will be much more Marvel-like.
Oh,
well,
whoa.
Yeah.
Please say cinematic Marvel-like. Please say cinematic Marvel-like.
Well, here's
well,
the
even
thing.
Even
you
cartoon Marvel
comics that you're not reading. I'm sorry.
Here's
wait a minute. Excuse me. Hang on. I tried reading Infinity. It made absolutely no fucking sense at all.
Did I tell you that Cable is awesome?
Yes.
Yes.
No, look, Aaron, what I have done
I really
is I want to
explain why you think Cable's awesome, but I don't want to interrupt the flow right now.
Hang on,
but
hang
I do
on.
Want
to pouches are so hot.
Aaron, I occasionally try to go back and read a Marvel comic book, and then I'm reminded how shit it is, and then I stop.
See, you just
read a bad comic.
No, no.
He read many bad
comics.
We've all read many bad comics.
Yes, we've all, but eventually you just go, wait a minute, why am I paying to like lose brain cells when this is obviously
a comic? Get a good one.
I've tried to find a good Marvel comic.
There are comics out there right now.
If only there was someone who read a bunch of comics every week and told you what the fuck he thought about them.
Well, and he put it on a website called The Website of Doom.
Actually, no, it's called Aaron Fever.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, I was going to say that website doesn't come up. It doesn't load.
Oh,
right, Aaron, I just plugged your goddamn website. You're welcome.
Because it's just become so popular in the last 5 minutes since we haven't mentioned it. And
what?
Don't
no.
make us kill you again. Tuffling.
It's the Weekend Justice bump. That's what it is.
Yes. So, Aaron, how far are you in your year of reviewing comics?
I've done every week. Except,
right,
yeah,
but
so
how far
what,
are you in your year? When
well,
did you
I don't
start?
Know what that means. I started at the start of the first week of January.
Okay, so you're almost done with your year. Are you?
Yeah, it's,
you
it's a calendar year. I will continue to talk about comics, but I not every week. I will take the odd week off, but I will kind of concentrate more on.
Literally odd weeks, like week 51 and 53.
Don't be a smartass. It doesn't suit you.
Dude, I'm on my fifth beer. Shut up.
he's gonna do the reviews wearing all collars.
Yeah, I'm gonna relaunch it as Aaron Now, and it
wait,
be
Aaron Now point one.
Yeah,
the new 50 pool.
All
wait,
new
hang on,
Aaron
no,
Now.
Hang on, wait, no. All new Aaron Pool Now. Point one.
See, it doesn't work because he wants to be Aaron Fever.
I don't want to be. I am.
Well, see, he can switch it up between Aaron Fever and Ultimate Aaron Fever.
No, it just well, just because you have a, like the Amazing Spider-Man, it could be the Feverish Aaron.
True.
A superior Aaron.
Oh, God.
Fantastic Fever?
Yeah, that's what I read, too, and it was shit.
Dude, I'd love to trade Aaron in for a superior Aaron.
Okay, first of all, Jesus, you're picking bad comics to read.
Okay, if you read Young Avengers, because it's almost over and it's not had any crossovers, screw it up.
Yeah, also read Hawkeye. I don't know how you haven't been convinced to read Hawkeye yet.
And now that I've read Hawkeye, I mean, I've already suggested on the show to read Hawkeye, but now that I've actually read it, read it.
Okay, but here's what I'm afraid of. JJ, did this happen to you? Because I'm so afraid if I start reading Hawkeye that Kim will materialize and squee me into another dimension.
I swear to God, the only thing I've gotten is emails from her that you answered as well.
Okay. Just checking. Because really, if you think about it, Kim is the squee equivalent of Black Bolt.
I won't argue that.
No, believe me, I would have to explain to my girlfriend who has never met Kim who Kim was and why she was squeeing in our living room. It has not happened.
And why that Banff noise didn't happen.
Right.
What's that smell of brimstone? What?
Oh, we're just working down here in the cellar.
Have any of you guys watched
Burning Children?
Hold on, what's that smell of brimstone? Answer is the entire internet. There you go.
Ah, okay.
Dude, that one's strangely accurate.
So true.
Have any of you guys watched any of the Pete Holmes X-Men sketches?
No, I keep meaning to, though.
Some of them are awesome, some of them suck. When he settles on one joke, I think it kind of depends on how talented the other actor is. But so far he has fired Wolverine, Iceman, Angel, Jubilee, and Storm, I think that's right. And Gambit. The Gambit one's hilarious.
I don't know who Pete Holmes is.
He's fired them?
He's the voice of the E-Trade baby.
Is he? I didn't know.
He is, actually.
He is a comedian who has a sketch show here in the United States. So, I know, Aaron, you and I have talked about sketch shows before, and I know American sketch shows kind of suck.
Well, and Aaron, America is this big country.
It was discovered by Charlie Brown and a turkey, according to cartoons.
And Wikipedia.
Yes.
Which is always right.
But one of the sketches that he's doing is he's taking... he's playing Professor X, and he's one by one firing X-Men. And he obviously has enough knowledge of the X-Men that it's pretty hilarious. With exception of the Nightcrawler one sucked. But the Gambit one's hilarious. And the Wolverine one's pretty funny.
I shall have to YouTube this.
Yes, go to the YouTubes.
Da-na-na-na-na.
Na 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 na
YouTube.
Next time on the Feverish Aaron.
Meanwhile, at YouTube.
Stop twerking around the YouTube poll, please.
No, hold on. Next time on the Feverish Aaron. There's no twerking upstairs.
Going around punching people.
Twerking. No twerking. We already covered this. Don't make me kill you again, Toughly.
Don't make her come in like a wrecking ball.
That's right.
She'll Although have to cry like Sinead O'Connor.
I do appreciate all of the Miley bombing that's been going on with everything from ornaments to backstage flies and such. Printing out a copy of Miley Cyrus and putting her on the rope like she was on the wrecking ball.
Yeah, I saw that.
Various sizes and shapes.
I also recommend reading the article. I think it was on the Mary Sue of, it might not have been actually now that I say that, but it's an article titled, Miley Cyrus is punk as fuck. And it will kind of change the way you think of Miley Cyrus and the way that she's perceived by the public.
Okay.
Just because she is kind of punk as fuck. If you take Miley Cyrus as not being, a media hungry attention whore, but take her as somebody who is just has that attention thrust upon her and is continuously saying, hey, fuck you.
Yeah.
So
I agree with that.
So what you're saying is that we should take her not as Miley Cyrus?
Because she is nothing but a media. We take Miley Cyrus not in the same light as, say, Lady Gaga, who actually, no, I like Lady Gaga because she's a performance artist who just happens to be a pop star. So let's say you look at her not as a...
And she can play the fuck out of a piano.
Yes, she can.
Well, see, part of it, I mean, that's part of it too, is that I think that Miley Cyrus's problem is that she's a pop star who thinks she's a performance artist.
You know what I watched the other day?
Oh, God.
Seriously, that surprised me that I actually kept watching it.
Actually, what did John watch the other day?
I don't know, but this is a moment fixed in time.
No, it was the Truth About Love concert film from Pink.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually very enjoyable.
I think people were going to look back and realize just how important she is, because she is a very, very good live artist and also has a really good back catalog. People can tend to forget just how good of a history of music she has already. History is going to prove that she's probably one of our most important pop stars right now.
I second what Aaron said. Harumph.
Howard Johnson is right.
Uh-oh. I didn't get her up out of that guy.
Uh-oh, we started talking about music, and look at what happens.
Hi, Rob.
Hi. Well, sorry, I didn't do it. What?
We're talking about Pink.
We were talking about how the fact that Pink is actually one of the most important artists that we have in the United States right now, which is not exactly what Aaron said, but I'm going to paraphrase it and exemplify it.
Are you just trolling right now?
So trolling. You see me trolling.
Okay.
As far as pop goes, I mean, she's a very talented artist who has a very good back catalog, and she's actually doing things that are interesting.
Mm-hmm. Are you in this camp too, JJ?
Yes.
Actually, I would say, yeah. Aaron's the one who said it, but I agree with him. And John just saw a concert that he liked.
I watched her Truth About Love concert film, which was really entertaining and really well done.
I am pro Pink.
I like Pink.
I like Pink, and I cannot lie.
Those other guys, they may deny.
Pink by Aerosmith, go.
Perfect color.
I take it Rob doesn't agree with anything we're saying.
It's okay. Rob can be wrong.
I could be, but I would just say two words. Janelle Monáe.
There's no denying.
Hold on. Is Tuffley here?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Brought him back from the dead.
I will not. Oh, here is the fundamental problem. When you start comparing all these pop stars, Katy Perry, Gaga, Pink, all of them, you have to understand, unlike when some of us were older, when we had Madonna, Cyndi Lauper, and things like that, it's all about production now. So the same people are producing a lot of the same records. So you can't even really say anymore, oh, this person's better than this person, because it's all in the production. It's who's paying more to have the record sound better and who's paying more to the commercial stations to get her play.
Now, having said that,
Pink has done a very, very good job, an even better job of branching out beyond just the quote-unquote dance diva pop mold, better than her contemporaries. Meaning her ballad, she does ballads a little better, and she does a little more sort of hands-on presentation in her videos to where they're interesting, but they just don't border on fucking weird like you get with some other ones. So having said that, you're probably right in that she has a little bit more of a crossover appeal and a little broader appeal in terms of being adventurous and trying to do what she wants. You know, like she made a record with Lily Allen, things like that, but she's also smart enough to know when to jump on the moment a little better than other people. And I think that has been what's made her successful. But again, you can't really judge them. It's like trying to judge, you know, which girl works. It's trying to judge which girl is smarter at Hooters. You know?
That's funny. That is hilarious. But what I would argue...
just go to Hooters for wings?
What I would argue with you there, Rob, is that instinctively, I think any of us look at any form of art, be it music or paintings, and we kind of instinctively know what is shit and what is not. You know, we can look at something that is modern art and look at a Jackson Pollock. And we know, even though we don't understand a Jackson Pollock, we know that there's something behind it. Whereas we look at something else and we know that it's just paint splattered on a canvas. So when you look at someone like, say, a Pink, not to say that she's equivalent as of a Jackson Pollock, but still, you see something of Pink and you know that she is writing something from a place of pain and caring versus say a Katy Perry who has a great voice,
which,
but is not someone who is an artist. And you compare her again to
Janelle.
Okay. Finish his point, Rob.
Well, hang on. Okay. Go ahead, JJ.
But you compare, you know, okay, so someone like a Janelle Monáe. Janelle Monáe comes along once in a lifetime. There are those artists that are just they blow everything. They throw the curve completely off. So, you know, Janelle Monáe gets an A, everybody else gets a D because she completely killed the curve. I'll give you that. But someone like a Pink compared to her contemporaries, I think is at least the I don't know, creme de la crap, I guess, if you want to say, of the fact that she is writing something and doing something that is more interesting than the people that are doing the same thing that she's doing.
She's a master in her field, let's say.
Well, right. Well, the thing is, he's also older, one. And two, Wibbs, can you check on how many of her own songs that she's written? Because the big knock on her has always been that she hasn't written her own material.
Who, Pink?
Which is fine. Yeah.
I think she's actually written all of her material since her first album. The first album was all the producers.
That was the one where she got all kinds of heat for that.
That was the hip hop album.
It's fine because the Brill Building did that for centuries, you know, for decades. And we have that now where there's like basically 10 people that write all the pop songs for all these guys.
Yeah. I think only the first album, because the first album was very heavily influenced by L.A. Reid. So if I recall correctly, so I think she's written most of her material since.
She is listed as a co-writer on 12 out of the 13 songs on her album, but she didn't do any of them by herself.
But that's also kind of acknowledging your limitations.
No. I'm saying it's not. She's got. It's not like she's a singer-songwriter. She has got a crew of people.
And that's right. Fine for within the genre she works. That's fine. But again, she's been doing this a little longer than some of these other folks. So that does sort of count.
I know that when I am doing I'm cleaning the house or cooking and I am going down the rabbit hole that is YouTube. I mean, sure, I may start with Dance Apocalyptica. But I might go to the Just Another Reason, which she does with the guy from Fun. And, you know, and it still involves...
Which is a great record, except for one problem.
Okay, what's your one problem?
He's done it with the guy from Fun.
Oh, you have a problem with Fun.
Wow.
Okay, there's a line drawn now, sir.
No, I will say this. I will. The only thing that I have against Fun is that I actually enjoyed the format more. So,
oh yeah, Dog Problems.
Exactly, and that's my and that's the same one I'm coming at, which.
Okay, I will say Dog Problems is a great fucking song.
It's a great album.
Yeah.
So,
you know, guys, we can say a lot about Pink, but so what? She's still a rock star. She's got her rock moves, and she don't need you.
Well, the other interesting thing about Pink too, though, is that when she does. Here's the thing: is when she does all that stuff. And you see her videos and you see her on shows, she manages to pull it off without looking like she's pulling it off for the sake of pulling it off, if that makes any sense. Whereas
it looks legitimate with her.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because, you know, when you watch Miley Cyrus, you're like, okay, there's somebody pushing buttons. Gaga, to a certain extent, is sort of like, this is great presentation, but it's just, one, this has been done by either Cher or Madonna 20 years ago, and she's just trying to be silly for the sake of being silly, which doesn't mean she's less of an artist. It just means that she's not really pushing the envelope when she says she is. Now, Katy Perry, I think, also does a sort of presentation style that is a somewhat more legitimate, that she sort of understands the basics of this is what you go out to do to sell your record. I mean,
and she does win the Suffering Award, because of
Russell. Exactly.
So
I mean, the thing is, though, well, Katy Perry and Pink have been around a little bit, but like the thing about Pink is that with her career, there's an A, there's a B, there's a C, there's a D, and everything sort of gets connected. So even though you don't necessarily like her records, you at least get that there's been some sort of a career plan of some sort of a consistent nature. When you go to the other guys, you're kind of like, okay, they're dreaming this up, or where is this going on? You know, where did this come from? This is prefabricated. It's just thrown back at me. And she has done a very, and I could be wrong, and Aaron, you can correct me if I am. It seems to me as if she has always been fighting this sort of image battle with trying to make herself legitimate. And I don't know whether that's because she was trying to act. I don't know because she was outspoken or whatever. But to me, I just always see somebody fighting to prove herself. And I don't necessarily know whether that's legitimate or not because I don't listen to a lot of her records.
Was that Pink you're talking about, Russell?
Yeah.
I think a lot of that comes from actually the first album, because the first album, she's always said that the first album really wasn't her idea, and that she was a lot more produced.
I like producered. That's a good thing.
But a lot of that was L.A. Reid influenced stuff. So I think that's what she's doing, and she's been doing that to sort of live down the first record.
According to a couple of things I've been reading here while we've been talking about this too, I know we keep talking about producing, but according to what I'm reading, she doesn't use any pitch correction, which is
great.
Unusual for her.
Yeah. Well, genre. See, the thing is, like, I saw her perform at a rock festival over here, and like she was on the same bill as the likes of Ash and the Foo Fighters on the same stage, and she fit in perfectly. And I think that part of her thing is that I think she's a pop artist who wants to be seen as credible. And I think she makes a lot of effort to try and push that so that she can fit in with, you know, more recognized musicians. And mm-hmm. I think that's always been her thing, is that she's been fighting a battle for credibility. And that's partly because of what Tuffy said as well, is that she kind of got thrown into the wrong genre with her first album. And, you know, she's been kind of working hard at it ever since.
Harumph.
Indeed.
No. Nothing.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying that you have to look at it in the context. I don't necessarily put her in the same classifications as you guys are because she's been doing it longer.
Well, I mean, she's been doing it as long as Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears.
Yeah, and I would put those two in a separate category. I would put like her, Britney, and Aguilera in one tier. That's like the upper tier. Then underneath it, you get, and probably to a certain extent, Beyonce. I'm not sure if Beyonce's been around the same time, but then the lower tier, you sort of get, you know, you get Rihanna, you get everybody, you get the people coming up after that. So,
well, see, the thing what I was trying to say before is that when you look at the career trajectories of Christina Aguilera and Britney and see kind of how they're considered now. Yeah. And then you look at kind of, you know, how revered in a lot of ways Beyonce and respected Beyonce is in the music industry. I believe that Pink gets overlooked and should be looked at in the same vein as Beyonce gets looked at.
Yeah.
Part of it too, though, is that, you know, Beyonce having her husband doesn't exactly hurt her career. Mm. Pink, on the other hand, sort of does the one thing that those guys don't do, in that she sort of fits into, I know you alluded to this, where she sort of fits into some place, but she sort of fits into a couple different places. You know, when I go to record stores, it's always fun to look around. I've seen her put in rock, I've seen her put in soul, I've seen her put in electronica. So she's not as easy to put in a box as others. People are very easily going to put Britney Spears into their electronica or pop because they want to quickly dismiss her, right? People will do the same type of a thing with Christina Aguilera with soul or pop because there's, for some weird reason, they easily want to be dismissed. So I think part of her battle too is that she's being judged on the company she keeps, which I don't necessarily think is fair. You know, because we will tend to look at eras musically, like, oh, we have this, and this. And, you know, if you're the Beatles and the Stones at the same time, everybody else next to you is going to look inferior. Even though, for example, the Kinks were just as viable. So she's kind of in that boat where she's got a career, where she's doing lots of different things. She gets a lot of critical press, but yet what's interesting is I don't see her on TV as much. I don't hear her that much on the radio, and I don't have people asking to hear her records when I go out to a club. So in a way, that helps me with my opinion of her, because then, okay, that means she's a little more underground, and the weird people that like really crap music aren't going to bother me, right? But I don't necessarily know how much you elevate her based on the fact that she's not her contemporaries. I can't answer that.
Yeah. So. Well, that's what kind of how we started in saying that before you just got on the call, was that I think kind of looking back in 20 years' time, I think people will see her and rate her higher than she's rated now.
Right.
Now, it'll be interesting to see if that comes out.
What, I know she's been in movies, right?
A couple.
Not the best, has she?
Yeah. That depends on how you count Charlie's Angels.
So there's
hold on, I'll ask Cards Against Humanity. How do we rate Charlie's Angels? Samuel L. Jackson.
No. No, no, we don't.
Don't want these angels.
That's my point.
So she was let's see, she did a cameo in Rollerball. She did a cameo in Charlie's Angels, Full Throttle. Let's see.
It's even the sequel to Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
She actually played herself on SpongeBob's Truth or Square.
Okay, that's highly rated.
Okay.
She's also played herself in Get Him to the Greek.
Which was a bad movie.
She was a voice in Happy Feet 2. Thanks for sharing. Wow. So she's done like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 movies.
So do you think though that having the first record combined with being in some bad movies might have had something to do with it?
Well,
because people that tend to review records and tend to review movies tend to be for the most part idiots. So me included. So
well, I know this is gonna sound harsh, but I think a little bit of it is the fact that she's not as pretty as a lot of pop stars would be considered.
Well, fuck! All you have to do is watch the But if you watch the live, was it the VMAs or AMAs, the live version of Lady Marmalade that they did years ago, that was Little Kim and Christina Aguilera, and the thing is, at that time.
I think that's the movie awards, actually.
Okay, was it the movie? Okay, sorry.
Yeah, it was the movie awards.
But the thing is, at that particular performance, when compared to those other people, Pink looks a little pudgy. I mean, she's not.
She's actually very fit, it looks like. I mean, she's cut in various locations.
Yeah, she's exactly. Got some muscles. But if you compare her at that point to some of the people that she was singing with, she is quote unquote Hollywood fat, which is bullshit.
She was also standing beside like when Christina Aguilera was coke thin, Maya,
exactly.
Who was just a rake.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Yeah, this is actually something that gets on my nerves. We could go on for another 5 hours on this subject alone, but
I will also say too, because Aaron, you're not the first person I know in that neck of the woods that has said this. Now, I think that she's smart. One of the things that she's done is she realized that there's a better market for her in Europe and Japan than there is for her in America. So, to a certain extent, I think she sort of puts out her stuff in America, and how it does. But most of her money is overseas money, which
is
backwards, I think.
She is, in 2010, she was on the Celebrity 100 list at number 27, earning $44 million for the year. In 2011, she earned $22 million, and in 2013, $32 million. So she's not hurting for cash.
And also, I can tell you that, I mean, maybe it's the circles that I travel in, because most of the people I know do theater. But as far as the damaged women, which tended to lean themselves towards theater, go. She connects with them on a level that, nobody else does.
Okay, now I have to confess.
Not even Amanda Palmer?
Okay. Amanda Palmer's really fucking close. Excuse
okay.
me. You're right.
Okay, I just like to point out. Sorry. I just like to point out that Weekend Justice does not necessarily condone JJ's assessment that damaged women tend to gravitate towards the theater, mostly because I don't want any theatrical damaged women damaging me.
No, Weekend Justice.
I was wondering what that was. I was wondering how that was going to come around. Yeah,
Weekend Justice doesn't necessarily condone my opinion, but reality does.
Oh, God. Oh, JJ, you're gonna sleep on the bed of spikes when you go to Widge's.
Like I've ever been to Widge's house. Aaron's
probably
been to Widge's
won't be
house.
Now.
Going over to Widge's like... house.
Like Rufus Hound is ever gonna shoot spikes at my ass.
What?
I understood it.
Fuck you, Widge.
Actually,
fuck you.
Actually,
no,
that
no,
was
I,
magical.
Actually, there's an idea for the next Red Nose.
No, sorry, Aaron. I have remembered you at Red Nose. I've remembered Rufus at Red Nose. It's just I've tried to put out of my mind Rufus encouraging us to fire things into your ass.
Oh, Christ. That's been my masturbation material for, like, years.
It's on YouTube, so...
By the way, Internet, the words, the next Red Nose, that's a threat. Thank you.
We've been talking about Pink for the last hour.
I'm
Has
sorry.
It really been that long?
Something like that.
You guys,
I'm just glad to hear you be excited about something.
We've been here for 5 hours. You want to do introductions now?
No, I just mean it's nice. Because we'll send you excited about theater or movies and stuff. I hear John talk about music. I hear Wim talk about music. I haven't heard you talk about music yet, so it's nice.
You are the second person in my life this week who has said that I don't get excited about shit. And I don't...
No, I didn't say about shit. I just said it was nice to hear you get excited about music.
That's good shit.
Okay, you're right. I'm not actually talking about pieces. I'm talking about music. No, I'm a huge music fan. Who the hell are you talking to? Or... I will say my taste in music probably leans towards the shit that Tuffley turned his back on years ago.
Oh, metal?
Oh, yeah, metal.
We can bring it back.
We can. Oh, God. Well,
Red,
what? We can
bring
it
back.
Let's talk, Duff.
All right, JJ, Red Square.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, here we go. Here's the quiz again.
Crocus.
Oh, God.
Did you just say Crocus?
Yeah, is there a dubstep? Which, is there a dubstep remix for "Screaming in the Night" by Crocus? Because there should be.
I'll look.
There probably is.
Now I will say,
is there a dubstep song?
My particular leaning towards metal, and I am a metal fan, but my particular leaning towards metal goes towards metal that has a singer as opposed to a screamer.
Okay.
So I tended to lean more. Towards, say, thrash metal. I'm a huge Anthrax fan.
So like Anthrax,
yeah.
I saw Anthrax at the Experience Music Project in the gift shop. It was awesome.
Wait, you saw the
that
band?
That dude
there?
Was like so short. Yeah, they were so short. I couldn't believe how short that dude was.
Are you talking about Scott Ian? Yeah, no. And also, yeah. I found it very interesting that when I met Scott Ian. He doesn't shake hands. He's a guitarist. It makes sense.
No, okay, good. I thought it was just me.
No, he bumps fists, but it makes sense. He's a guitarist.
Yeah.
However, their bass player, I believe their bass player is half puppy dog because he is the nicest guy I have ever met.
Now, when you meet Michael Stipe, he's like, no handshake. Hello is fine. Get the fuck out of here.
Right, but quite frankly, Michael Stipe is the kind of guy, I mean, you think when you meet Michael Stipe that he probably sleeps in a bed of anti-infectant. And douchery.
I heard he doesn't use deodorant.
He uses douche.
Not. He probably doesn't use deodorant because he probably read somewhere that aluminum is going to give him some sort of brain disease.
In fairness, the guy looks like he has AIDS, so I'm not really surprised.
Wow.
You know, he has a house in Athens, and all we really need to do, Rox, is one day before after Dragon Con, get somebody to drive us there so you and I can knock on his door and ask him these questions as we hand him a zine.
Will he be in the
do you wear deodorant?
Will he be in the corner?
Probably.
No, no. So what you do is you drive to Michael Stipe's house. You drive to Michael Stipe's house. You have the zine ready. You give him a zine, and then you ask him when Midnight Oil is reuniting.
Oh, better yet, I can get the address of the house that what's his name owns. See if he'll can buy it.
Oh,
actually,
yeah, him.
House behind me.
Him.
Actually,
what's his name?
I would say to Michael Stipe.
Brian Setzer.
I would say to Michael Stipe, I loved you in The Hills Have Eyes.
Oh.
And
I would just say to
Girls, Girls, Girls.
See, if I saw Michael Stipe again, I would just say, my friend Lee thought you were great in The Indigo Girls.
Now, one of the Indigo Girls once gave my girlfriend a ticket to go see them.
Oh, wow.
At the restaurant that I used to work at, one of the Indigo Girls, the brunette Indigo Girl, which I believe is Amy Lee, was eating there, and my girlfriend got an autograph, and she asked if she was going to go see the show that night, and she said no, she didn't have a ticket, and Amy put her on the list.
Yep. That's cool when that happens. Vernon Reed did that for me like last month, and I couldn't fucking believe it.
Really? Oh, I love Vernon Reed so much.
Oh, God.
I think I told Rich about that.
I didn't know you were on the list from Vernon. That's awesome.
So if I may, just to kind of give my personal musical taste while we're on this, we'll say, so are you guys, anybody on this podcast a fan of King's X?
I am. Yes. Ooh, 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 ooh.
See, that was my jam. I have seen King's X. I've seen them about 10 times live.
I've seen them twice live.
Okay.
I saw them once. In 92 or 93 when they were on Atlantic, and I don't know anything about them.
I don't think they ever came to Huntsville, Wedge, did they?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. They never played. When I was coming up and liked them, they never played around us.
So, JJ, you've got months to plan this now, right?
Okay.
Because as I freely admit to Tuffley, I completely missed the metal phase. Completely, right? I mean, as metal as I get is probably Slayer or Metallica or Anthrax, right?
That's fairly metal.
So, that's fairly metal. You don't delve into their stuff, and that's fine if you doubt.
As soon as you throw Slayer in there, you're getting kind of metal.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's that. I'm just saying I haven't been exposed to it. So at some point, make me like a CD of like just 10 to 15 songs that I need to hear, and then I'm done with it.
I will tell you right now, just go to YouTube and click I Want Out by Halloween.
Okay.
That was a good high school jam for me. Wait, what?
Is there a dubstep mix of it?
Probably.
There is not a dubstep mix of Crocus. I just want to let you know.
Yeah, I want out. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Give it time. Give it time.
Yeah, there's some guy that's making the rounds, but there's a guy who's getting in legal trouble, but there's a guy that turned the entire Mary Poppins record into a dubstep album.
Wow.
Yeah!
What's the level of Streets of Rage?
There you go.
Is Streets of Rage a side-scrolling arcade game?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, John, you just got to that quickly enough that I would like to take back anything bad that Ken Plume ever said about you.
That's a lot of stuff.
Like that, yeah, man. Hold on.
Wait, what?
Come on.
I know. Some little kid in a basement right now is Shirley Jackson suffering because I am taking
Hey,
back
not in my basement. Not in my basement. Just saying.
It would be better than Wanda Jackson suffering because that would be pretty cool.
What?
He said somebody is Shirley Jackson suffering, right?
No, yeah. Shirley Jackson's doing reviews on B&Bs.
My face is still...
She's dead.
Well,
why do you keep thinking about the lady from What's Happening?
Shirley Jackson's like a rockabilly R&B thing.
Oh,
I'm not Shirley Jackson.
Why do you keep thinking about the lady from?
The lady from what, Aaron? The lady from what?
What's Happening? Is that what the thing he said?
Yeah, Shirley.
Oh, that was Shirley Hemphill.
See, that's okay. There we go.
Here's the reason. The systematic destruction of an entire people and their way of life. Thanks, Cards Against Humanity.
And that was political. Rerun right there.
Yeah, JJ, if you ever come to St. Louis, hold on. JJ, if you ever come to St. Louis, I will show you Rerun Star on the St. Louis Walk of Fame.
Nice.
Also, I just say the systematic destruction of an entire people and their way of life is the name of my metal band.
Yes, well,
of course it is. Of course that's an Irish band.
That's an Arrested Development album title.
I mean, that is an Irish band, and they're going to play on a fucking on a car on the railroad.
Oh, Tuffley. Oh, it's fantastic.
It was funny because it was accurate.
Yeah, I know.
Well, yeah, it's accurate. It's accurate for you, and it's accurate for Tuffley.
I only like avant-garde like metal, swing metal type stuff.
Jazz fusion metal.
See, if I had six more Diablo Swing Orchestra albums, I'd be totally happy.
Oh, okay, hold on. I'll give you the name of a swing metal band. Hold on.
I'm beginning to think I should have gone to see Goblin last week.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck yes, you should have gone to see Goblin.
I am fucking.
I didn't have anybody to go with, so I didn't go.
Oh, fuck.
You could have masturbated, cried.
Oh.
Just like the guy from American Horror Stories.
I'm doing that right now.
Yeah.
Because we're just going to have everything be a callback from now. So, Aaron, where were you going with that? Wow, all that time?
I'm in an improv group. Talk.
Wait, what?
Oh, it makes me happy.
That's like
is that swing metal?
It's like if you combine, say, I'm trying to think of a third-rate metal band. It's like if you combine Jackal with Cherry Pop and Daddy.
But it was actually good.
Hey, Jackal had a chainsaw solo. How many bands do you know that had a chainsaw solo?
Which, remember when you were talking about weird wrestling terms earlier on? Now I know how you feel.
Doesn't the Jackal guy live around here? Isn't he local, Widge?
Who, Anubis?
No, the guy from Jackal.
Oh, no, I have no idea.
I think he lives around here, actually.
Yeah, no, Diablo Swing Orchestra is like Cherry Poppy Dad is mixed with Mr. Bungle, with slightly more metal and an opera singer that they've obviously kidnapped.
Well, it's better than that Inge Malmsteen Squirrel Nut Zippers band you were telling me about.
Okay, now you guys are just making up words.
Wow. Oh, Malmsteen reference. We can now put 2013 to bed.
it can't go away fast enough.
It's like more like shit. 1990, but anyway.
Oh, now is he still around?
That's a good question.
Surely he must be.
I would think so.
I will look.
Like the eighth time you said Shirley today. What's the deal? Did you just watch like Airplane before you came on or something?
Well, no, I'm doing a reference to Shirley Jackson, who does B&B reviews.
Yeah. Oh.
Nice. So what's up, Rox?
Hey, good.
Huh.
That was great. I love that section. What's up, Rox section was really good this week, guys. You're up on your game.
I'm spot on.
Yep. Almost a year ago, a year and 5 days ago, Yngwie Malmsteen and Rising Force put out the 19th studio album entitled Spellbound.
And we were collectively bored.
Entitled, My Fingers Can Move Really Fast.
Yeah. Entitled, Look, Ladies. We Have a Dragon on the Cover.
No, just him shining and playing a guitar.
Speaking of the band King's X, I am a huge enough King's X fan that a couple of years ago, I went to go see a concert that was headed by Dio before he passed. And it was opened by a German band called Hammerfall. And so
Okay.
fun. But so the fun thing.
No,
was,
I know who they are. Yes.
Yeah. So I was able to get up front, like next to the stage for Hammerfall, and so it means I was right up front for King's X as well, which was good for me. And then I went to the bar during Dio, which I have found that if you go to a Dio concert, which no one will have this experience again, the bar will be full for the opening bands. But when you go up there for Dio, you will have the entire bar to yourself. So I had a couple of beers and watched Dio.
Well played.
And it was one of the most amazing experiences because, okay, so I wanted to, I originally was going to leave. I had to pay too much to go see it because Dio was opening. But as it turns out, if you're up in the bar and watching Dio, and you're kind of thinking of it in sort of an MST3K kind of way, it's amazing because he has dragons that breathe fire, and he's singing about dragons and fire, and you're just like, holy shit, this guy really buys the shit. It's kind of amazing. And then you just leave the theater with a Tenacious D in your song in your head.
Yeah, well, I've been singing to myself while you've been talking.
I
would highly recommend, if you haven't seen the Vice episode where they talked about Norwegian death metal, it's absolutely hilarious and terrifying.
The name of my Norwegian death metal band is Self-Flagellation. Thanks.
Pull a card. Money.
You'll go
pull
blind.
Pull a card, Aaron. Pull a card, and that will be my Norwegian death metal band.
Your Norwegian death metal band is Dying Alone and in Pain.
Fuck yeah, it is.
So, Aaron, are you going to Dragon Con this year or not?
It's very, it's up in the air, and it's very kind of, I'm trying to think of a word, but it's dependent on a couple of things.
Let's just say that Aaron and I shook a magic eight ball on whether or not that either of us are going to Dragon Con next year. It would say outlook cloudy.
So you might not go either?
It's kind of a funding thing for me, but yeah.
Okay. All right.
Hugging people for money at Dragon Con.
I will send you a list of MP3s.
Because I was going to say, JJ, if you wanted to be on the Britpop panel, you could be on it.
Oh, shit. Way to tempt me with shit. Oh, man.
I'm just saying.
Well, can we not have that great girl who was talking about Robbie Williams?
Just so dude, that was not my fault. That was not.
I just looked at your face when she arrived, and it made me laugh so much.
Yeah. Well, she didn't talk about Kiss this time, so.
No, that was a question for the audience.
I like Kiss.
What?
There was one year we did the Britpop panel, and somehow Kiss kept coming up.
Somebody threw out a question about Kiss, but I answered it.
Yes.
So I was right there on it.
So Tuffley, which Britpop band does sound the most like Kiss?
The Darkness.
Does the Darkness count? Yeah, I was going to say that. Does the Darkness count?
Good call.
What if you don't believe in a thing called love?
Then you're in the right place.
Then that would be called herpes.
Wow.
Is there a metal band called Herpes? Because there should be.
Well, there was a band called Herpes. There was a band called Herpes, but they broke up and they came back and they broke up and they came back and they broke up and they came back.
And then it just transmorgified into chlamydia.
There have been a lot of members.
Thank you, John.
There have been a lot of members, and they've shared a lot between each other.
Herpes is like Odin. Everyone has been a member.
I don't want herpes.
You don't want to be an Odin either.
No. Well, you don't want to open for herpes then.
No. No.
Yeah, if Aaron was here, she could tell us about herpes, the Greek god of gabs.
Oh, God.
So, Widge, we've been here for 5 hours. Do we want to do introductions?
We've been here for 5 hours. Do you want to do introductions now? Don't be fucking stealing my shit, okay?
I stole your shit last time. I'm stealing your shit again.
Well, to be fair, we fucking died. We
don't care. Well, this is how herpes starts touring, so.
The only reason why I'm here this week is because I've got a ridiculous amount of time off right now. I'm never able to stay up as late as this anymore. So this was serendipitous.
Oh, so this isn't when we're going to start recording the website of Doom Shut? Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that bomb. Let's not even go there.
Unfortunately, Rocks can't get to the site, so.
I can't get to it. It won't load.
That's a fart in church. That joke did not happen.
Listen, Rocks, I've learned the hard way that just because you can't find it doesn't mean it's not there.
And he's learned a lot of things the hard way. And by hard, I mean cock.
I really do need
27
inches.
Why is it always cock? I mean, penis.
Why is it always cock with you? Why is it always cock with you? Exactly what I meant.
Why are all the jokes you guys make to Lee suddenly getting transferred onto Rocks?
I don't know.
Because Lee's not here.
Yeah, but you know there is there's a little level. You have a little class here. For
God's sake. See, the fun thing about hitting them with Rocks is Rocks gets them. I mean,
yeah.
Lee, right. It's kind of like shooting a pigeon in the face.
Speaking of my sexual encounters last night,
and that will be Aaron's black metal death band, their cover of "Doing the Pigeon" by Bert.
Doing the boom,
which I bet has a dubstep remix.
Oh Christ!
All right, let's find it.
Oh God. No, that is one thing that dubstep has done that is truly evil.
Doing the wub, 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 wub.
No, it's not even that. It's like, hey, I've got a great idea. Let's go make dubstep remixes of like the greatest hits of the Temptations. No, don't fucking do that.
Ball of confusion. Wub, 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 wub.
Maybe elephant walk seemed like a stretch.
See, Rich, I have a friend that I do that to. I spare you. I don't send you the crap dubstep remixes, but I send my friend every week.
Oh, don't worry. I find them. Don't worry. I find them. And let me just say.
So, like, you've become someone's personal K-Tel.
K-Tel.
Wow. And can I just say, the next person that tries to remix Nina Simone, I will kill them.
What about Nina Cherry?
Actually, there's a Ladytron remix of... one of her songs is really good.
Well, that came out before my jihad against them. Because I've heard some fucking awful ones. I'm like, you know, why are you doing that?
Power!
Up, whenever whoa. I saw a K-Tel commercial, I thought that person was dead. I thought Roy Orbison was dead for years. Until
he died.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, what is he doing with... He's alive and he's traveling with the Billboards? Holy crap.
Well,
then Tupac himself, he released one more single.
Yeah. Well, that really considers being the word alive considers what you depends on what you consider Bob Dylan at this point to be. But
yeah.
Hey,
let's ask Cars Against Humanity what Bob Dylan is right now. A cop who is also a dog.
That is also true.
That is
true.
All I know is that Eddie Vedder told us that he is still alive.
Mm.
Well, he knows it, at least.
Oh, he's still alive.
Okay, you don't soundtrack the joke. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I totally do.
JJ, when in doubt, beats the horse.
Oh, fuck yeah. That goddamn horse.
And then the horse. Afterwards, the horse cries.
Mary? Yeah.
Is that what it sounds like when horse cries?
If you can make a dead horse Prince cry, that means you landed that goddamn joke.
Prince cry?
Well, then why isn't Scott making it more often?
What?
That's my favorite thing. I know you guys hate it when I bring up the British X Factor show, but my favorite thing from the show this year was when they were doing the auditions and people were like, you know, they did this thing where they were choosing who to go through in front of all the other acts. And it was a guy singing Girls Just Want to Have Fun while another guy behind him was singing along, crying his eyes out. And the image of a guy cry singing Girls Just Want to Have Fun is my favorite thing in the world ever right now.
What is that about?
It was amazing.
Is that
masturbating and then crying.
Is that like some Dadaist performance art thing? What the fuck is it?
It's kind of a sub-dom sort of thing, actually.
Girls just and, wanna have fun.
And Rob, to fully answer your question, let me just tell you one of my favorite jokes of the moment.
Oh God.
So to answer your question of why Scott's jokes don't land better, what's the difference between when an actor and when a techie tells a joke timing?
Oh God.
Well, that's a DDoS attack.
Oh Jesus.
So Wiz, you'll be very happy with me in that there's this person that comes into my work all the time that returns music from at the library. She brings back like 30 CDs every week. It's like, oh, did you like this? Did you like this? Did you like this? It drives me fucking nuts because it's all classical, right? Like, I'm going to say, no, I fucking hate Mozart. The guy's a chef, right? So,
well, who?
So he's like, he's really into like singer-songwriters now, right? And, I mean, the guy is like the Richard Hatch of fucking bad musical taste, right? It's just fucking horrible, right? So, I mean, outside of classical stuff. So he's like, you know any good singer-songwriters I should check out? And I said, yes. Go home and listen to Wesley Willis. It'll take a while, but you'll totally love it. So he comes back last Tuesday. He goes, what the hell was that? And I said, you must have been listening to it in like a bad recording because it normally sounds much better. So he comes back Thursday. He goes, I think you were fucking with me.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
JJ, please tell me you've heard Wesley Willis.
Oh, my God.
I am trying. I'm digging. I'm digging.
What you talking about, Wesley Willis?
Oh, Rob. Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, JJ. Just don't do it for longer than 5 minutes. But listen to Wesley Willis at least once.
Oh, God.
I'm going to do it now.
Oh, Jesus. That's not right, man.
The sad thing is, when I went to see the Kennedys, I had to sit through fucking Wesley Willis to get to the fucking dead Kennedys.
Okay, now, Rob, YouTube offers a couple of suggestions. There's Wesley Willis Kurt Cobain, Wesley Willis I That's Whooped good. Batman. Wesley
I like
Willis...
Kurt Cobain, Ice Cube is also good.
Okay, there's Wesley Willis Rock and Roll McDonald's.
Oh my God, yes!
Okay, I'm going to do that one then.
Yeah, I want to go to Rock and Roll McDonald's. So he's a comedian, right?
No.
No. Okay. Well, then fuck me. I'm wrong. I'm stupid. I'll deal with it later.
Wow. That refreshes every 15 minutes on Weekend Justice.
Hell yeah, Tuffley. Sorry you died.
JJ, are you familiar with G.G. Allen?
Yeah. Well, how could you not this be familiar be, with G.G. Allen?
This would be the, let us say, other end of the spectrum.
So he didn't throw shit at people?
Not literally.
Okay. See, the thing is, I know the name Wesley Willis.
If Temple Grandin were Jimi Hendrix and made a pop record, it would be Wesley Willis.
Okay, then yeah, I think okay, now I know exactly who you're talking about, and I have heard his stuff. Okay, now I'm with you.
Shit. Wow.
What? Was that good or bad?
I don't know. We're not sure.
Well, let's just say that is a beautiful analogy, sir.
That was the most amazing musical analogy I think I've ever heard in my life.
Now,
oh, thank you.
And on that, can I tell you, because the Temple Grandsmith, whatever, I forgot her last name all of a sudden because I'm drunk. But anyway.
I think her and Andy Davis are the same person.
Can I just share with you a song that I have had in my head for this past week just because I want to infect other people with it?
No.
Whatever, Rock.
Remember, Rock is grieving.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
It is a restaurant where they buy food to eat. It is a good place to listen to music.
They kind of remind me of old school way back then.
Rocky Roll McDonald's. Rocky Roll
McDonald's. Okay, I totally know Wesley Willis.
Rocky Roll McDonald's.
Yeah.
I kind of put it in that sort of outsider music field of, like, say,
God,
like I said, old school.
Danger Woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Danger Woman, old school. If anybody out there doesn't know old school, listen to Hot Dog Hell.
Now, what you should also do, JJ, It's find some time to listen to Old Skull.
Nice, Aaron.
Yeah, now Aaron, just for the hell of it, why don't you go look for Old Skull Hot Dog Hell? Just do it. Just because I think it'd be funny if you heard it.
JJ, I can't talk about it on the podcast because it's that vile. But 2 years ago at Dragon Con, I sat at a table with Witch and told him about my dream band I was going to form. But for the sake of us getting fucking hated by everybody, I cannot talk about it. I will have to tell you offline.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, but the song that has been stuck in my head for the last couple of days, and it's basically it's Aaron's fault because Aaron insisted that we do Tank Girl, which I'm not going to talk about it, but we did a Tank Girl on the next Drive-In of Doom. I'm
where
not going to give
where
away
is that
any
located
of the secrets
at
in there. On the website of Doom.com.
The website of Doom.com?
That's not loading.
It won't load for rocks.
But what I put at the beginning of that particular song is a song, or that particular podcast, is a song called Tank by a band called Love, Sex, Death. That song has been in my head now for a week.
I'm sorry.
Now, it makes me laugh because luckily I have a friend by the name of Jason who records a lot of the Mars Needs podcasts with me.
Where can you find them?
On the website of Doom.
Oh, okay.
But so Jason and I have made that song funny.
Doesn't load.
You are on a Skype call with 15 people, though. So if you're trying to access the website, please turn off your...
Yeah, JJ, next time you need something taken out of your head like that, I will send you the cover of John Davison doing the theme from Convoy.
Why wouldn't you do My Tank by Darkest of the Hillside Thickets?
I've gone around all this week going, I'm a tank, I'm a tank. Fuck yeah, tank.
So far, I'm liking it.
Oh, it's kind of awesome in a lame way.
Kind of awesome in a lame way is the name of my metal band.
No, but you need to use the final episode of Walking Dead and use the video for this out of it. Wow.
So now, Aaron, you now know what our next website of Doom is going to sound like. That's how it opens. You're a tank. You're a tank. You're a tank.
I'm thinking it sounded a little bit
like... You could do a mashup of that of I'm a bitch and have a nice little...
Ooh, but Sophie Hawkins doesn't deserve that.
No, Brooks.
Wait, Aaron?
Yes.
What does Sophie Hawkins deserve?
For according to Cards Against Humanity, cock.
She deserves.
Nice.
Okay, shit, yeah. I talked over that. I'm so sorry.
What are you doing?
Fail.
Stop talking over Aaron's cock.
I'm sorry. I usually don't
talk
over.
What should
Aaron's
JJ
cock.
Do instead of talking over Aaron's cock?
That's
according
that's a separate
according
podcast.
To Cards Against Humanity, an unstoppable wave of fire ants.
All right,
that's a great mutant power.
Mm.
I think that was Maggot's other power.
Also, the name of a metal band.
That would imply that he had a power to begin with.
And that is the true thing. Maggot didn't have a power. He had parasites.
He had an infection.
So his power was he had worms.
Maggot's power was that he didn't have any sort of penicillin.
Well, wasn't this the time period when Moira McTaggart was like off planet, so she could help him?
No, sir. We're not getting into that right now.
Yeah, when she went through the siege.
But that means
she went through the siege in Australia, so that means everybody thinks she's dead.
And she wanted to do a reality show, but nobody could see her.
Exactly. She tried out for Celebrity Big Brother, they couldn't see her.
Yeah, she tried out for I'm a Celebrity, why aren't you paying any attention to me?
I've been crucified on a giant X, get me out of here.
She came in like a wrecking ball.
She's a tank. She's a tank. She's a tank.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I believe she's a bitch. She's a lover. She's a child. She's a mother. She's a sinner. She's a saint. She will not be restrained.
At this point, we need DJ Earworm to put together this mashup.
According to...
Wub, 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 wub.
According to Cards Against Humanity, what else is Maura McTaggart, Aaron?
A greased up Matthew McConaughey.
Wow, the Siege Perilous was very unkind.
And that's just Rose What's-Her-Fuck, who was in the last X-Men movie.
Rose What's-Her-Fuck?
Rose Byrne?
Remember her.
Rose Byrne.
Yeah, Rose Byrne. Yeah. Yes, thank you.
We've been here for 5 hours. You want to do introductions now?
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, let's do that so we can then do recommendations. And then we
can
give a rousing goodbye to 2013. I can't wait. Oh, God. All right. So here we go. We're gonna do introductions. We're going to do them starting now.
We've seen you staggering out of the work week. But now it's time to buck up, little camper. The weekend is here. This is a needcoffee.com podcast, and we're going to help you the rest of the way home. Stand by for Weekend Justice.
Of Weekend Justice. It's the Weekend Justice podcast here on needcoffee.com, the number one audio internet train wreck. We're here in the hall of Weekend Justice with the Weekend Justice League, and I will endeavor to introduce them going from my right to your left. We have Rob is with us. Hi, Rob.
Hi.
Hi. We also have Tuffley's here. Hello, Tuffley.
Hello.
Hello, internet. Hello. Yes, the internet, which smells of brimstone. We also have Rox is here. Hi, Rox.
Happy New Year, Bedford Falls! I hate that fucking movie.
Amen. Sorry, John.
We also have the feverish Aaron. Hello, feverish Aaron.
Flying robots that kill people.
In Bedford Falls.
Always. We also have JJ's with us. Hi, JJ.
I'm a tank.
Yes. Yes, you are. And we have John for the Niki. Hi, John. Fucking hell.
You may be a tank, but I'm an elven wizard.
I think
fuck
a
you,
tank...
I'm a dragon.
I am a plus one of elven killing tank. I'm a tank. Plus one of elven tank.
You're only a plus
one. Fuck you, I'm a dragon. Hey. My metal.
Hey,
Rox.
Mine. Yeah.
Hey, Rox.
Yes.
This is going to be fun. So, John, have you heard about the sequel to It's a Wonderful Life? I would be pretty mad if I loved It's a Wonderful Life. I would like take a shovel and beat somebody. I've seen It's a Wonderful Life once, and even I'm fucking pissed about how.
Oh, please tell me Uncle Billy goes on a killing spree.
Eli Roth presents It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh my God. You know what? I would watch that.
Clarence is back, and it's personal.
Hey, Widge. Tim Burton's It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God.
Oh my gosh. Patrick McNee will play Uncle Billy.
Right, yeah. So you've got, well, he would have Johnny Depp in the lead.
Yeah.
I would argue that he would make him Clarence.
Oh, good choice. Good choice.
I would make Billy Bill Murray.
No.
Wait, you would Martin make Landau. Bill Murray a cross-eyed lion?
No, Martin Landau will be, oh my God, no, Martin Landau will be, Mr. Potter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. So
Happy
okay.
Happy New Year to you in jail.
No, I'm good. I'm good with Johnny Depp as Clarence. So then who's George Bailey then?
Christopher Lee. Carter.
No.
Oh my God, he would kill.
Okay.
Everybody.
Hey, John. Freddie
Highmore.
John, you've got to take the game seriously, John.
I know, John.
No, George would be Freddie Highmore.
Okay.
Oh my God. Okay, George Bailey can now be Harry Potter kid.
Oh, because he's Hammer.
They resurrected the Hammer film, so
he's
could
technically
be
Hammer.
Yep.
Well played.
Yeah.
What if you made him was it Roy Deep?
That's a porn name, Shirley.
You made him Roy Deep.
Shirley Ward.
The dwarf who played all of the Oompa Loompas.
Oh
Oompas.
My God.
Oh. Didn't he die?
God knows.
Oh, right.
Tuffley Word died. He's still here.
Well, we can't get rid of him. He's of the undead, you know.
Well, but see, he just made
it. Hey.
Tuffley is Christ.
It's true, Tuffley. Rob. Sorry.
Yeah, well.
Well, you have to understand, Tuffley came back through the Marvel Universe where death means nothing.
Yeah, he came from 617.
No, I think he came through Vertigo myself, but
you know. He's like a wrecking ball. I thought I fucking told you this.
He's a tank. He's a tank. He's a tank.
Tuffley is astro projecting from the Vertigo dreaming world.
Wait, does that mean that Tuffley's Captain Britain?
But there is no Vertigo dreaming world anymore.
Yes, there is.
They sucked it back into the New 52. There's no.
Oh, you and your comic canon crap. Just move along.
Can I just say I'd like a comic canon that shot fucking Tom Brevoort out?
Hey, wait a minute. That comic canon killed Marge. No, not Marge. Fuck.
Maude Flanders?
Yeah, thank you.
No, the comic canon shoots those 100-page spectaculars from like the late 70s.
Oh, my God.
Hell of a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Are they the reason Jughead's dead in that Archie comic?
If only.
Great Anthrax song.
You
know what I want to see? I want to fight to see Mr. Weatherby fighting Aunt May.
Mr. Weatherby versus that. Aunt May. Yeah. Fight!
Yes.
I think that actually wasn't Marvel versus Capcom.
If not, it should be.
Hey, Oli, sweet.
Oh God. Alright, so
John Bush era Anthrax. Rock on.
Okay. You like named that tune in like two beats. Well done, JJ.
Oh dude, I know that song. It's my DNA.
Yeah, it is. That's what you're
better than your Sharona.
My Sharona.
Do 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 do. Oh, Lord. All right. So I think we should mosey towards recommendations.
Oh God damn it! That means we have to think of recommendations.
I can go first if people need to think of something.
Noob.
Tuffley's the only one that gets the memos from Doc that says be prepared.
Well, the memos went to the afterlife, so that's how he got them.
Yes.
Be prepared. No, that's like some serious Jeffrey Irons shit. I don't go for that.
By the way, the afterlife has kick-ass Wi-Fi.
You really are drunk.
You can't go for that, can you?
I can't go for that. No, why?
No, can do.
So, Tuffley.
I'm afraid after that.
No, okay.
Okay. So, a couple of things as we close out the year. A couple of things that I wanted to remind people of. First of all, Wood Kids Golden Age.
Yes.
Please, please get that. The other thing I was going to mention is that.
Take your vitamin C, folks.
The other one that I was going to mention was Frank Turner's take, Deck Heart, which is very good as well.
Yep.
And Girls Against Boys put an EP out just recently. New stuff. It's called The Ghost List. So I would recommend getting picking those up. And the Elvis Costello Roots album called Wise Up Ghost. I think we mentioned this when it came out, but very good as well.
Is that it?
That was it.
All right. Thank you, Tough Lady. All right, who's next?
Oh, I'll go.
Go, Rox!
Okay, here's the thing about Amazon. If you get their credit card, and I know this from my boss, if you get their credit card and buy a ton of crap from Amazon, you'll gain points. Okay? And from those points, you can buy stuff. So my boss bought a Kindle Paperwhite for what, for $12.
I got Assassin's Creed 4 for like $20.
For $20. As long as you're buying crap through Amazon, through Need Coffee, you'll get points and you can buy more stuff. There you go. From that, I don't really have much, but I did buy a Samsung 32-inch smart TV.
That'll be broke in a week.
Why?
It's a Samsung. Never mind. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What? Are they bad? You both are not saying anything. Damn it.
Welcome to Weekend Justice, Rox. Hope you survived the experience.
Shut up. Shut up.
Sorry.
Anyway, it's... actually, my neighbor said that they went to a TV repair person. You know, apparently they still exist. And they asked which TVs they saw the least of. Vizio was first, just so you know.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that because Vizio is so cheap that you could just replace it?
I don't know. Some of those aren't cheap.
Do more research for Help Me Rocks.
What? What?
Do more research for Help Me Rocks.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. So anyway, got a Samsung smart TV.
Brushed aside.
Whatever.
Wow.
Yeah, I did.
Whatever. I can take it.
Well, yeah, I rag on you all day. So anyway, I really like the idea that you can hook it up to the internet and stuff, and you can. I've kind of done what Widge has done. I removed cable, so I can get all my channels through Hulu. And
yeah, John, she got rid of cable.
Yeah, I got rid of cable.
Well, yes, but who are you getting your internet through?
UVerse.
Your mom.
Is AT&T.
Okay, so you're still plugged in with somebody.
Well, yeah. There's no pirate satellite that's up there that says, hey, get free cable from me. There isn't one.
One that we can admit to.
Well, there's a couple of Nigerian websites that say that, but...
I know, but their interest rates on, you know, their pyramid scheme.
I know. Yes. Amway.
Sucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is this thing called Amway?
What is love?
So,
you know, I thought there was something sneaky about that guy.
I know. Considering my whole fourth quarter of the year has been like decimated, that's what you're getting. The Samsung television.
There you go.
I'm done. Wow.
Thanks, Rox. All right,
that was in HD.
I know.
Who's next?
I almost got hurt.
Go, Rob!
Okay, cool.
Oh, I want to recommend first the brand new anniversary edition of White Light, White Heat by the Velvet Underground. Except no substitutes. It's got extra tracks. It's got demos. It's just noise, and it's awesome. I also want to recommend, I never get anything cool in the mail, but I'm happy I got this. At least lately, I haven't got anything cool to mail. So I want to recommend The Beatles, the BBC Archives, 1962 to 1970 by Kevin Howlett.
He was on NPR a couple weeks ago, so if you want to listen to that, you can. But, oh my God, if you love the Beatles, 336-page hardcover, I think, maybe about 350-page hardcover book. It's got a folder which has got, and this is actually pretty cool, it's facsimiles of, like, all their documents. So, like, their recording contract and different memos of stuff from the BBC and a print of, like, all their files from the BBC. And it was interesting because the Beatles were one of the bands that sort of used the BBC to their advantage when they were breaking out. So it's pretty great, actually. It's,
hey, Rob, is this the companion book to the On the Air stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's pretty great. I mean, it's plus it's heavy, which is great because I can beat somebody with it if they try to steal it. So, yeah, I do want to recommend that. And then the other thing I curse of pneumonia. The other thing I do want to recommend, if you have a chance and you haven't gotten around to it yet, out on DVD now, Terror of the Zygons with Tom Baker.
Ooh,
perhaps the best of the Tom Baker DVDs. It's a cult classic. It's the last Tom Baker DVD to be released on it's a fun little yarn of classic Doctor Who with the Fourth Doctor. And imagine that. It came out right around the same time as the anniversary special. Who would have thought?
So are they going to put out a complete Tom Baker set? Is that what they're going
to
do now?
This is one of the things that came up with Chicago TARDIS. Is like, I went to a panel on DVDs with like the people that put out the DVDs.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like a weird focus group of people that asked, what do you want on DVDs? And the subject of complete seasons came up. And it's just, they don't think if they put out complete seasons of the classic show that no one's going to buy them.
Well, so, unless you do something like, and they've already done that with Key of Time and Trial of the Time Lord, which are the only two series that could probably work that way.
You know, but like, so if you want to put like, you know, that Tom Baker's first season with Robot all the way through as one box set. You know, I mean,
I could see them being interested in a complete Tom Baker collection.
Yeah. But they might wait till he dies to do that.
I don't know how the hell
make,
it would
because that's when they'll make more money.
Yeah.
You know, sadly, that's when they'll make more money. The other thing I want to recommend is if you have never seen it, the movie With Nail and I with Paul McGann and Richard E. Grant. I saw it again and it's great. And I'm done. Ding. Happy New Year. I, for one, cannot wait for the fucking year to be over. I just want to say that.
I would say so.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Rob. All right. Who's next?
I'll go.
Go ahead.
First of all, I think I would be remiss if I didn't recommend Cards Against Humanity.
So, Aaron, what are Cards Against Humanity? What would it be according to Cards Against Humanity?
Some douche with an acoustic guitar.
Oh, that's Portland.
Not too far off.
that's Mumford. Next.
No, that would be a banjo. But yeah, so... and a waistcoat. I haven't been around much this year, as you probably noticed. So I'm going to just basically, as it's the last one of the year, going to give my three best ofs 2013. Album of the year for me, by far is Haim's Days Are Gone. The Three Sisters, kicked my ass with a really cool pop rock 80s fusion album, which I just
it kind of sneaks up on you, doesn't it?
It's one of those, they do really, really good hooks along with just great musicianship. I adored it, I have to say. And it's the thing I've probably listened to the most this year. My movie of the year is Gravity, hands down. I think people are going to look back at that as being as influential as a 2001 Space Odyssey. I think it was groundbreaking. And my comic of the year is Saga, by Brian K. Vaughan and the incomparable Fiona Staples. It's just amazing and uncomparable to anything out there at the moment. Read it if you haven't yet. And if you haven't yet, I judge you.
He's completely right on that. It is amazing.
Yeah, it's the bomb. So yeah, they're my three best ofs this year. Smoke them if you got them. Ding.
Excellent. Thanks, Aaron. All right, JJ, now you.
Okay, so I just basically went on the first couple albums I could think of off the top of my head since we were talking music and forgot about recommendations. So if your hands were tied behind your back and you needed a really quick hard rock sampler, so these are the first things that came to my head. So Among the Living by Anthrax. It's a desert island kind of album. If you know, it's one of those that it's just sort of I can listen to all the time. They actually have on Amazon, you can get an MP3s, the original album series by King's X, which is their first five albums for $28. If I knew that I was geared towards being me and wanted those albums, I could not ask for a better set of just intelligent hard rock for that amount of money. And kind of that same feeling. When I saw King's X the first time, they were opened by a band called Galactic Cowboys. Now, eventually Galactic Cowboys, their politics kind of steered me away from them, but their first album is pretty phenomenal. You can get it. It's called Galactic Cowboys. You can get it for $7 on Amazon, and they're fun, kind of, they're good music for, it's harmonic, it's heavy, it's kind of, if I was going to say, hard rock terms, it's kind of like if you mixed King's X and SOD in the fact that it's heavy and harmonic at the same time. At least their live act was a little heavier than their album, but the album's fun. And then also, Angel Dust by Faith No More has what has to be one of my favorite hard rock songs of all time, which would be A Small Victory by Faith No More.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of feel like Faith No More put everything into that song. Like there are some bands that are able to culminate their entire song into their entire sound into one song. And Faith No More kind of did that with A Small Victory. And the last one I'll throw out real quick is just simple, stupid hard rock. It's a band called Nuclear Assault. The album Game Over, which has the immortal classic Hang the Pope, which is just heavy, fast, and ridiculous. A song by the name of Betrayal, which my friend Jason and I have made fun of for years. But again, it's simple, heavy, and ridiculous. So that's just the first five albums I thought of real quickly. The other thing that I have fallen in love with the idea of, now I don't have this, but my girlfriend and I, we keep a radio in the bathroom because we like to listen to the news when we shower. So now you know a little bit about us. Our radio that we've had for the last several years is dying. So we are in the market for a new radio. We went to Amazon and we saw the cheap stuff. And as often happens in stores, you sort of work your way up to something more expensive. So what I have fallen in love with, but I will probably not buy, but I have absolutely fallen in love with the Bosch, what is this, PB36OS. So it's an 8-volt lithium iron power box job site radio and charger. Now this is a radio that is designed to be used at a work site. It has roll bars. If you watch the videos for it, at one point it's rolling down a flight of stairs as they're hitting it with steps. This is the most ridiculous thing on earth, and I want it more than I can explain. It has a spot where you can put your iPod in the back. It's got speakers on 5 of 6 sides. I love this thing. If anybody wants to throw it at me, just throw it towards Portland. I'll find it. But I love this thing, so
don't
I cannot recommend
it. Don't throw it directly at him, though, because death. We don't.
It would hurt. Would hurt a lot. But
throw it at Tuffley. He's already dead.
He's already dead. He won't even feel it. Poor Tuffley. I'm
sorry.
It'll
just bounce off the cosmos. That's basically what will happen.
Yeah. You and Kim have formed a rift in time now. We're so sorry.
Tuffley, I'm so sorry you're a Black Lantern.
Well, they all came back, didn't they?
Yeah, I know. That's that was your out.
I know.
Yeah.
But did Robbie come back? Did Robbie Raymond come back? I thought it was. Well, no, he did come back because he's with Jason now. Back.
Yeah.
Although they screwed up, they screwed the pooch there. Because quite frankly, if you're going to have a white person and a black person in charge of being Firestorm, why he doesn't change race every other time he transforms is beyond me. Anyway, I'm done. Ding.
Well, his head's on fire, so it doesn't matter.
Well, JJ, it's just an extended. Jesus, it's just an extended homage to the film, The Thing with Two Heads.
Ah.
Thing with Two Heads is awesome. That porn movie.
Strangely, that's the name of my Norwegian punk band.
Well, you can score Aaron's porn movie.
We are the thing with two heads. We are here to make you feel sad.
I think porn would be more exciting with metal music. That's all. There was no joke in there. I just didn't. It was just a thought I had.
Well, I kind of actually, I would say there. I mean, as someone who grew up in metal, it depends. I mean, if you go with like standard, like old school porn metal or porn music, metal music, it's a little too slow. I mean, you don't want to score a porn movie with, say, Black Sabbath. But if you go with, say, Iron Maiden,
yeah,
then you've got the sort of dum da dum da dum da dum da dum da dum, which goes with the.
That's what I'm thinking in my head.
Yeah, so, what my friend Jason used to refer to as sewing machine shots. So go ahead and let the visual go with you there.
So Aaron, what do you think is the needed thing to unite porn and metal?
Spending lots of money.
Yeah, yeah. See, this is amazing. This is like, this is better than tarot. It's fucking crazy.
The comic, yes, definitely.
Well, there is that weird Rammstein video. If you have to go to, I think, Vimeo to see it, but the Rammstein video for the song Pussy.
Well, Hope, before you go anywhere, let's ask what Cards Against Humanity says happens in the Rammstein Pussy video. Putting an entire peanut butter and jelly sandwich into the VCR.
That's
well,
exactly right.
Yeah.
Unless I'm not mistaken, that's a sexual reference?
It's tracking.
Oh, baby. I'm going to put the whole peanut butter and jelly sandwich in your VCR.
Just take it off and fuck me.
What was weird is that JJ's voice started to lag when he said that, and it made it really creepy.
I'm going to put the whole sandwich in your
That, you actually heard it. How he heard it.
Strangely enough, that's how I said it.
Yeah. JJ... the mass of the joke was so it became so large, time slowed.
Yeah, wibbly wobbly, jokey timey.
JJ's drunk, Egon. What you got? John, what have you got for us?
Okay, well, if you head over to Amazon, you can pick up the actual DVD or Blu-ray of Pink, The Truth About Love Tour, live from Melbourne. It's available there. And the confession I wanted to make, but nobody, but we moved on before I could make the confession was, it's not the first Pink, concert film I've actually watched. The first one that I watched was, Pink, the Funhouse Tour, which is also available on Amazon, from 2009, which was, a ton of fun. Palladium is just an awesome channel. That's all I have to say about that. Because it's just awesome. Why don't you go get the Uncanny X-Men X-Force Cable action figure with clobber action?
It's clobbering time.
I actually own one, and it's cool.
And then what you can do is get one of the Mega Man figures, and just like Capcom versus Marvel, have Mega Man beat the crap out of him.
Nobody beats
Cable. There's no Cosmic Axe Chitauri in this. I don't care. Facebook joke.
All I know is that what I want to see is if Ben Grimm quits the Fantastic Four, he could say it's cobblering time and fix shoes.
Well, if he gets into fashion and becomes a Cockney, cobblering time would still work too.
Well, yeah.
Please
explain that joke to me.
No, I've got it.
Clobbers, clothes, and Cockney.
Yeah, clobbers, cops, and robbers, cops. Yeah, I'm with you.
I think if we can get Michael Caine to do that joke, that might work.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Some people just want to watch the jokes burn.
That's how we stay warm.
So if someone was to go to maybe find a joke book as well, you could head over to needcoffee.com/Amazonian woman.
Please put all of your unwrapped, still in the factory shrink wrap jokes into the Weekend Justice joke donation box. And they will be given to
no used jokes,
things.
Please.
But it has to be unwrapped.
No, it has to be wrapped.
So
like
that's
my penis.
That's what we're all getting Scott this year, right?
My penis?
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to have to talk to my girl about that.
Okay, I did just
that's
look
okay,
up,
you're drunk.
I did look it up on Amazon, and I'm wondering, how are you doing this with Prime shipping?
Well, it gets there
harder,
in 2 days
harder.
Whether you ask
oh my
for it
God
or not.
What's really going to be terrifying is when they deliver your penis with a drone.
Well, that's one way to do dick in a box, isn't it?
It'd be called Dicks from Above. That's what it'd be called.
That's the name of my gay porn movie.
Space. That's going to be my band, Dicks from Above 1979.
No, that's the Star Trek unit.
I think that's a show with Martin Landau.
No, it's Michael Stipe's first solo album.
Oh, all I know is it's got a hell of a lot more hair than nowadays.
Yes. So,
I'm done.
hey, Aaron, what is Dicks from Above 1979's first album called?
All My Friends Dying.
It's uncanny.
X-Men. Cable.
Clobber action. It just came out like straight answers in the end.
It's all new as well.
It's anyway. All new, all different. Peter Parker, the spectacular what, Aaron?
The spectacular. Oh, no, that doesn't work. Hold on. I'll try another.
It's better if it doesn't work.
I think you guys keep hoping for bigger, blacker dick, aren't you?
Well, it was what I got was actually getting shot for real. But my next answer was so much better. The quesadilla explosion salad from Chili's.
The all new, all different quesadilla explosion salad.
That's what Chili's. that's what they called the Rock of Fire explosion in Mexico.
Point one.
So anyway.
Thank God they hired Peter David to write that shit.
What? The Rock of Fire explosion?
Yes. The all-new, all-different Rock of Fire explosion.
I absolutely loved it when Billy Bob from the Rock of Fire explosion became the Herald of Galactus. But anyway, yes, John is correct, mostly, in that if you go to needcoffee.com/Amazon, I know...
Women.
What?
Amazonian women.
Well, you can get Amazonian women, also with Prime shipping, delivered via drone from Amazon.
We're trying to be careful. A bit more PC and not distinguishing them. They're just Amazons.
They're just tall women who want to cut off one of their breasts and your penis. Come on. And ship it to Scott.
And that's a Scorpion's record.
He came in like a wrecking ball.
What is the title?
Scott
of...
came where?
Ouch, what?
What is
what
the title?
Did Scott come in?
Oh, God, I want to know. Oh my God. So, yes, if you, I know that everyone is all completely done with their Christmas shopping. You know, everyone's totally on ball with that. Of course. Of course you. But anyway, so if you go to needcoffee.com/Amazon, whether you've done your shopping for Christmas or any other time, and buy the stuff you're going to buy anyway, and apparently do it with their credit card, then everybody wins all the way around several times over. So yes, that helps us keep the lights on and we greatly appreciate it, because they are flickering. So, my recommendations, because Aaron mentioned some best from the year, I will throw out, yes, Woodkid Golden Age, most definitely. Also coming in a close second would be the Cult Static.
You said Wood.
Yes. I said Wood
Cult
Kid. Yes. Static by Cults. And also, because I couldn't think of another one that was an obvious third one, the Gary Numan record, Splinter. It makes me happy. More recent stuff, the Muse Live at Rome Olympic Stadium is pretty good. Anytime that Muse just decides to, for the hell of it, spend the last 90 seconds of a song doing Freedom by Rage Against the Machine, okay, fine. Also, the Bastille is, or Bastille, actually in the UK it would be called the Bastille, has released Bad Blood is All This Bad Blood with a second disc of additional stuff, which is pretty happening. Also, The Urge is back with a new album, Galvanized. Their first new album in, I don't know, over a decade. So
really? A decade? I get urges all the time.
Yes, but we can't speak of those.
Oh, right.
Yes, yeah, that's right. Jesus. Their last one was Too Much Stereo in 2000. Wow. So, but anyway, yes, it is exactly what you would want from an Urge album. And I urge you to go and check that out. So, yes, that's it. I'm done. And we're done. And we're done with 2013. That's good shit. No, it was terrible. 2013 can go fuck itself.
Yeah.
I think I speak for everyone.
Well, everybody.
Give Miley time, Wedge.
What?
Give Miley time, Wedge.
Why is everyone going Robo?
I don't know.
I think Vigo is fantastic. It happens. Anyway. So, yes, I think...
T-Pain, 2014. Woo!
I think we've...
We've exhausted it all.
We've totally wiped out Aaron. Aaron is exhausted drunk. JJ's drunk.
Breathe into a paper bag, Irishman.
4:30 a.m. Sexist.
So you killed me and turned me into a robot. This is what happens at the end of the year. That's
yes,
fucking
it is.
Great.
Yeah.
That's fucking great. Thank you. Thank you.
You have become Mr. Masala.
The fucking gift that keeps on giving. Thank you.
He's become Tiki Masala. What?
Yes, he's going to front. Never mind. I lost the joke. The name of the band from
that's
Atlanta.
That's because you're drunk.
Well, yes, I am.
Bongo Titi.
Yes, Congo Titi. He's going to front Congo Titi in 2014.
Congo Titi.
I hate it when Congo Titties pop when you're fucking them.
That is the horrible porn version of that Michael Crichton novel.
Oh, he's dead.
I'm a robot and dead.
Thank you.
He's been dead to me for years.
Oh, my God. So, I think, yes, for the last time in 2013, except for the Outtake show, we take a moment to look back over the wreck and ruin that is God knows how many hours of Weekend Justice this year. And I think we should, just like we do at this point every year, before bursting into tears and getting as drunk as JJ, we should all say Voyagers.
You didn't even know that show until I said it an hour ago.
Voyagers.
I knew that show was a rip-off.
It was like 2 hours ago.
That's the one with the fob watch. It's the time travel thing, right?
Yeah, Tuffy wasn't even here.
Where were you, Tuffy, when I just threw myself out there and nobody got it?
I was dead.
Why didn't you record it sooner? You're no Jean Grey.
His wife was packing.
You're more of a Nightcrawler than a Jean Grey. God damn it.
That's what the Brimstone was. Give me just a minute while I clarify.
Your Weekend Justice, number 207, It's a Wonderful Life of Blinding Rage, was a production of NeedCoffee.com. The show is engineered and produced by John Boutel. The league roster for this podcast was, in order of how much whiskey they're leaving out to bribe Santa, John Boutel, Rocks of Spaz House, J.J. Hawkins, Aaron Poole, Tuffley, and Rob Levy. This episode was directed by Alan Smithy from a script by Din Drain and Doc Ezra with additional material by Francis Goodrich and Albert Hackett, provided under protest because we have their families. All editing snafus were from me, Widget Walls. Special thanks to everyone who sponsors the site and makes shows like this possible. 2013 could not have happened without you. Well, the year would have happened, we just would have been in it, you know, less. If you've already set up your easy reoccurring micropayment at needcoffee.com/support, then may your partridge in a pear tree be very tasty indeed. If you haven't given, it's never too late, go to needcoffee.com/support and throw some coins in the virtual tin. Thanks in advance. Join us closer to New Year's for the 2013 Outtake Show, and we're back in 2014. But for now, here's the coda.
Speaking of superheroes, the next card in my Cards Against Humanity pack is Reverse Cowgirl, and I feel like that's a superhero that nobody's made yet.